then you will have 73 degrees. For hazy conditions, Lambert Field is reporting 79. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Man, the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care. Still connected to the community.
Red Defender, you've got to help us. Mole Man has fired his darkening missile towards the sun. It'll put the world in shadow.
Don't worry. Too late to catch the missile. I'll just fly quickly around the Earth in reverse time.
The Red Defender begins to circle the Earth faster and faster until his momentum literally changes Earth's rotation on its axis.
I'm back, citizens. No need to thank me. Strange. It's dark in the middle of the afternoon. And where is everyone? You, old man, with a flashlight.
I was young just a minute ago.
I must have gone the wrong way and sped up time. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. To find out more, go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lisa Chan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companion,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lisa Chan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake. And I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
You're a shovel. Come on.
Oh, real nice coming from a rake. Ooh, get these heavy leaves off me. Hey, man, my last gig, I almost got electrocuted, nearly drowned, and went head-to-head with a metal pipe. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
It doesn't take the sharpest tool in the shed to call 811.
Our guy calls every time he digs. The mailbox, landscaping, the deck. Oh, man, that was a big job.
Oh, remember that?
That was a big one.
Yeah, remember. Calls every time? Cool.
Calling 811 is so easy, any tool could do it. It's quick and easy. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone. Calling 811 before digging prevents utility outages, legal hassles, and personal injury.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Single female, in search of companionship, male or female, must be willing to give and receive unconditional love. Must be affectionate, playful, cuddly, willing to be by my side through good times and bad. Not run away when they see what I look like in the morning. Must be willing to cheer me up after a rough day. Likes to go for long walks or runs. Want to sit by my side while I watch a movie that makes me cry. A companion that will be there when I get home and be excited to see me when I walk in the door. A companion that won't judge me or take me for granted. I know you're out there. I just wish dogs could read.
To find the companion of your dreams, go to www.strayrescue.org to find out about weekly adoption events, volunteer opportunities like foster parenting, dog walking, fundraising, and more. Stray Rescue of St. Louis is a non-for-profit organization operating two no-kill shelters in the St. Louis area. For more information, call 314-771-6121 or go to www.strayrescue.org.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
New research shows that clothing and reducing sun exposure may be the most effective forms of sun protection. Look for tightly woven, dark-colored clothing or clothing with a UPF rating of 30. If you can see the sun through the fabric, it's not protecting you very well. Your favorite pair of jeans provides the best protection available. When used with sunscreens, clothing is your best defense. For more info on how to choose the best sun protective clothing, visit skincancer.org. Something for you from WGNU.
If you're like me, you're looking for ways to save money on gas and help the environment. That's why you want to know about the EPA's smart driving tips. Tips that could give you more miles per gallon of gas and reduce air pollution. Like making sure your tires are properly inflated and replacing your air filter regularly. Where possible, accelerate and brake slowly. Slowly. And did you know that for every 5 miles you go over 65 miles per hour, it's like spending about 20 cents more per gallon of gas? Also, if you're shopping for a new car, look for the SmartWay certification mark to help you choose the cleanest, most efficient vehicle that meets your needs. If we each adopt just one of these tips, we'd get more miles for our money and breathe a little easier. For more tips and to compare cleaner, more efficient vehicles, visit epa.gov/smartway.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Well,
very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brothers, talking to them.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to the morning wake-up call. Say my name. You know what? Yesterday was such a fast-paced day. We had so many issues. We talked about so many things. We did so many things. Lord have mercy. Lord, and we're not done here. I want to talk about, you know what? Y'all just need to feel my pulse here for a moment, okay? Feel my pulse. Feel my pulse. Because, you know what? Shall we just say that this show predicts what the future is? A prophet? Come on. Let me start it this way. It has been an amazing ride for the class of 2006 and 2007, the freshman class of newly elected officials going on down to hopping on the road again to Jefferson City. It's like they held their bellies in all year long. Tried to anyway. Or at least, you know how sometimes when you know, all right, I'm holding my belly in, but when I get into my house, I'm going to let my belly out. Oh, nobody can see me. I'm just going to, let my belly out. Maybe that's what they were doing. They weren't holding their belly in all year long. They were just holding it in when they saw us. The class of 2006, 2007, good googly muggly. We have Talib El-Amin, $40,000, a black man from North St. Louis, Democrat, in a city where 97%, in a district where 97% of the people vote Democrat, freshman, legislator, no particular agenda. Not necessarily the brightest bulb in the pack. I mean, he's not any shining particular intellectual scholar. I'm not saying that as an insult. I'm just saying that as a fact. He wasn't out there sitting around and philosophizing politically before his journey to Jefferson City. He won because his last name is the same as his wife's. Let's just be clear. So explain to me why I just said just an average guy like this freshman would get $40,000 from a white billionaire Republican. a white billionaire Republican. And no money for nobody else, for real. Class of 2006-2007. Jamila Nasheed at the end of her first year. I'm pro-education. Well, baby, sweetie, honey, darling. How are you going to be giving money to people that are absolutely adamantly opposed to public education and pro-voucher? Let's just say it this way, pro-voucher. You ain't supposed to be pro-voucher. Why would you, give money to somebody who is? And how about this? Especially when you got no money. Writing letters to elected officials on the education tip, telling them to capitulate to the will of the right-wingers, of the same people that are giving Talib El-Amin, $40,000. But at the top of the food chain of the class of 2006 and 2007 is Jeffrey Smith. How are you going to get arrested? How are you going to get arrested? Jeff Smith is arrested. And I just want to break this down for you so forever it stays broke. Come on, I want to break this down for you forever so it stays completely broke. Jeff Smith over there gambling on the Isle of Capri. I ain't mad, lots of people gamble. But he's gambling with his class of 2006-2007 hat on. He's gambling as a legislator. Okay, that ain't illegal. But what is illegal is for you to go to a gambling boat and use somebody else's ID. That's a crime. To walk into a gambling boat and say your name is Susan Smith. Not Jeff Smith. It's wrong. It's illegal. It's a crime. You're a legislator. How are you going to lie and say you are somebody else? Now, his story is that I left my wallet in the car. Well, where was your, I didn't go out and get it. Well, where was your car parked? Pennsylvania? The lots aren't that big. Why you couldn't just get off your rusty dusty and walk down and pick up your ID instead of lying and breaking the law and using somebody else's ID? Word on the street is that it's another elected official's ID. Now just let me ask you this question. Let me just ask you this question about another member of the class of 2006-2007. His story is that an employee of the boat gave me another ID so that I could get in. Okay, you a lie and the truth ain't in you. I've always said you a lie and the truth ain't in you. Everything about you is a lie and the truth ain't in you. Does anybody in America believe that some little gambling employee, would jeopardize their job to go get a customer a fake ID when the customer said, my ID is out in my car? Ain't gonna happen. Let me ask you this. Would they give up their job because they know that there are cameras everywhere on the boat? Cameras everywhere on the boat. Somebody's gonna see that employee giving Jeff Smith a fake ID. He's a lie and the truth ain't in him. So ask yourself this question. If Jeff Smith would lie about that, because there's going to be another story come out to say that there's a state legislator that gave him the ID. He was busted at the poker table. So if he would lie to you about that, ask yourself how this confluence school board member, what else he would lie about. You think he's lying about whether he takes money from Francis Slack? You think he's lying about the deal of the multi-million dollar bond issue, that he didn't get a cut of that? All bets are off when you are caught in a lie like that. I got to question everything about you. Would you lie? Well, we know you have. Jeff Smith, arrested member of the state legislature. Oh, yeah. Did I mention he's a senator? Did I mention that he said, we need him. He's the best representative. We don't need a black one up there. We don't need an African one up there. We need a Jeff Smith law-breaking liar up there. Oh, I ain't done. Oh, I ain't done. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather for this 6 o'clock hour. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from 157 through Monsanto. Look for a water main break. It has a right lane closed at Queenie this hour. It's causing some heavy traffic, especially as you try to get onto the bridge. That's going to tie up some bridge approaches this morning. Old Gravois at Merrimack River, look for that bridge to be closed until further notice. It's the bridge on over the Merrimack River between Sunset Hills and Fenton. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving across the span slowly. Northbound 270 at 44, look for some tie-ups there now. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for some delays as well. Northbound 270 at Highway 70, look for slow traffic in the right lanes. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for delays, but everything's running at the speed limit. And then again from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road, look for some slowdowns at the 270-70 merge there. Eastbound 40 is running smoothly through the valley, and then again from Mason through McKnight, look for no problems report. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for slowdowns, and then also again from Butler Hill into the 255 exchange, look for delays there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to hot, partly sunny and hazy, slight chance of showers this morning and a chance of showers this afternoon with a high in the mid-90s. Highest heat index is expected to reach around 100 by this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the mid-70s. For Saturday, hot, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, highs in the upper 90s. For Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. And Sunday, partly hot and humid, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 90s. Heat index is expected to reach around 105 by Sunday afternoon. Also, an excessive heat warning will begin by Sunday afternoon and be in effect through Tuesday evening. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 74 degrees and hazy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 79. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405. I want to live.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lizbeth Tan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companion,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lizbeth Tan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Father, stop criticizing your son. Mother, please leave your daughters alone.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. We have so much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Wayne, good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Very good. Wayne, talk to us about what fire is doing today and why fire is doing today. This is kind of a heads up.
At 9 o'clock, we're meeting at 1020 North Taylor and organizing our people to go to a press conference at 10 o'clock in front of the Firefighters Memorial down at Tucker Market. From there, we're going to go over to City Hall and do an informational picket and let the community know exactly what's going on. What you see isn't what appears to be. This thing just didn't come to a head this week. This has been going on for years. And what the mayor has done is politicized this thing instead of dealing with it head on. They've taken promotions and politicized it. We letters back since 2004 in trying to resolve these issues and have been ignored. And it has come to a head when he sent the letter and put out some directives that he wants to achieve on his website. So far, he's given the information out today in front of City Hall.
And tell people why this is so important, why it matters what happens in the St. Louis Police, St. Louis Fire Department to our black firefighters. Why should people connect with this story?
People should connect with it because it is a fundamental issue, because in the St. Louis Fire Department, the fire department is made up of 42% of African Americans, the rest Caucasian and Hispanic. And basically, it's a basic thing. It's a job. And in the city of St. Louis, you pay taxes, and you should have access to the jobs that the city provides, especially if you live in the city.
How much money are we talking about, Wayne?
I believe a probationary firefighter start off at around $35,000 a year.
What's the impact? What is the economic impact of those jobs to our city?
If you look at the number of African Americans on the job, annually it's around $25 million.
And what does that $25 million translate to when we consider the impact on our city?
It impacts in our community because we're the ones who are living in the city. We have a residence requirement. We're buying homes. We're buying automobiles. We're supporting the businesses in the city. And if you don't have an economic base, then everything's going to deteriorate. You see this building boom that's going on in the city. Check who's buying these homes. You have police officers, those city employees who are required to live in the city. And we want to make sure that we continue to have access and impact the city in a positive way.
And when we look at this promotional piece, one of the things that really resonated with me when you were talking about this yesterday is the issue that we have Francis Slay saying, well, okay, here's the deal. You all call off your lawsuit. You all capitulate. And what we'll do is we'll take the current list about 23 appointments on it. We'll fill those appointments with this list, and then next time we have openings, we'll have a whole new way of putting people, picking people on that list. Well, the next time is 20 years from now, isn't it?
Exactly. What happens when that position is filled, a person normally stays a whole career unless they leave through retirement, disability, or some other means. But what happens, that position is locked up, and you won't have that position for a whole career. What's interesting is that back in 2002, the mayor received an anonymous email because there was going to be Blogging and Associates, the first African-American firm that has ever, since the St. Louis Fire Department has been a paid department since 1857, gave a promotional exam. The local 73 went and protested. The mayor got on TV, stopped the results of the test, said there were allegations of cheating, and did an investigation, which was targeted at our members. Because when they began to look at the Caucasian members, all of a sudden the investigation stopped. We sent, through our chairman, Addington Stewart, sent a letter to the mayor, name and names, put his name to the letter, gave specific examples of cheating in this 2004 exam. The mayor has yet to answer that letter, has yet to acknowledge it.
And so
what has happened is, and this is the odd part about it, the union changed the testing procedure. We had a span of 15 years where testing was unchallenged, no lawsuits. You were getting a proportionate amount of folks promoted, black and white, that was reflective of the fire department. What happened was they changed the process to a multiple guest process. And now you have this, and that span was like 15 years where you had this peace, if you will. Now, they have politicized promotions. It's not about the most qualified candidate. It's about who's the most politically connected.
And who's, because we have Paul Simon, who is the head of personnel?
No, Paul Sam Simon is
Sam
over.
Simon.
He's the director of public safety.
Okay, Sam Simon, the director of public safety. He has a relative on the list.
Yes.
And we also have Neil Satanix, who it was the former fire chief. He has relatives at the top of the list.
Right. And I'm not saying that they can't pass a test or can't be on the list because they are members of the fire department. But if you look at the history, this is the first time they've been on the list.
Isn't that interesting?
And they are fighting frantically to get them promoted.
So
and they have politicized promotions.
So they haven't, but so here we have Francis Slay acting, attempting to win the conversation in the public arena of here I am, I'm trying to do something about it, but the fact of the matter is that if we close this list, if we pick from this list, we're picking family members. If we're picking from this list, we're not picking people that through any kind of test have been proven to be the best people, and if we're picking from this list will be closed for another 20 years. That's not to say that there won't be one or two openings again in a 20-year period, but this many 23 openings again is going to take another 20 years.
Right. Just like I said yesterday, on the list I got promoted back in 2000, 18 Caucasians got promoted, 4 black. They proposed 19 more getting promoted. Only 2 of those are African-American. Then what's interesting is they want to cut the list off. So the ones after that 19 won't get promoted.
Would we find out if what the rest of those people on the list are, who they are?
We got a list of names.
Okay.
I can give you that number.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it's more than 2 African Americans. So they want to cut it off at that point.
Mm.
And then they bring up the fairness of the people on the list. Well, what about those people? That's behind the ones you want to get promoted and then cut the list off.
Wayne, and what time do you want people to be there to participate in this informational picket?
If you would like to help us and participate, be at 1020 North Tell at 9 o'clock to pick up your information. From there, we're going to the Firefighters Memorial across from City Hall. That's at Tucker and Market. And then from there, we're also going to do our press conference at 10 o'clock. Then we're going to march to City Hall and pass out the information in front of City Hall.
And don't we also have to remind people of the letter that was played out in the public on Francis Slay's website directing our fire chief, boy, you better answer me by Friday.
This is Friday, and I'm waiting before the sun go down to see what the results are going to be.
Because we would be remiss, Wayne, if we didn't mention the fact or talk about the fact that, you know what, this feels as if it's all about an effort to remove this city's first African fire chief.
I think that's the plan. That's always been the plan, even though the mayor starts off his letter with, I support you. But if you support him, why did you play it out in the public?
Why didn't you pick up the phone?
Why haven't you met with him?
Why didn't you pick up the phone and call him and talk about that? That's not a letter of support. That's an action across, that's a shot across the bow.
Not only that, the things that he's suggesting on his website, we've already done. He's talking about having input on RFPs. The federal judge had us fly some arbitrators in here. We spent about $30,000, split that between Local 73 and FIRE, and we came up with some RFP, so that's already out there. Sitting down and talking, we've done it with the Black Leadership Roundtable, and when we start speaking from the gut and the heart, they walked away from the table. And then he wants to talk about diversity. Well, diversity don't work, and there's articles and research out there, diversity training. If your mother and father didn't raise you on being fair and diverse, you're not going to teach a 40-year-old man a new trick.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Diversity training is a misdirection and false solution. The fact of the matter is that there has to be actions to demonstrate to people and generations from now on that the laws will be fired, that the laws will be followed, and people will not be discriminated against based upon the color of their skin. Enforce the law. I ain't trying to train you. Enforce the law so that everybody will know that I cannot break the law. You can go home and act any way you want to, but you can't here break the law, because if you do, you will have to put the full force of the law on you.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
So Wayne, good luck with that, and hopefully folks will, if you can let people know, call me from the picket line.
All right.
And let us know. Keep us apprised here on the radio, all right?
All right, thank you.
Take care, Wayne.
Right.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Every day in Missouri, over 200 calls are made to the Child Abuse Hotline. The St. Louis Crisis Nursery needs your help to lower that number.
The nursery is dedicated to raising awareness about child abuse and neglect and needs your help. With the support of our community through donations and volunteer time, the St. Louis Crisis Nursery will continue to care for children in crisis. For more information, call 314-768-3336 or visit crisisnurserykids.org. Together, we can ensure our children will not spend their adulthood overcoming their childhood. News to you from WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Para donde vas? Para donde vas? Para donde vas? Para donde vas? Donde vas? Para donde vas?
Muchacha.
Para donde vas?
Oye, mujer.
Para donde vas?
Dime.
Para donde vas? Donde vas?
Si vas al baile, baila conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo. Si vas a donde quiera, no me quedo atrás, porque quiero amarte más y más.
¿Para dónde vas,
muchacha?
¿Para dónde vas,
oye?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. And then the next hour, we're going to have a few minutes of a conversation about, with the national spokesperson for the Children's Defense Fund, the nation's leading advocacy group. We're going to be talking about Bush vetoing the health insurance for children. And we're also going to continue our conversation. I have some audio tape from the town hall meeting that that Talib El Amin, who received $40,000, and nobody in the history of our community ever have a white Republican anti-public school billionaire pick out a freshman legislator in a 97% black voting, black issue focusing community. Give him $40,000. What does that mean? What you think it means? Some white billionaire Republican give you, because they shouldn't even know your name. What kind of check this out. What kind of legislation could Talib El Amin be pushing that would get the pocketbook, the checkbook of a white Republican billionaire? What kind of things could, what kind of smack could he be talking that would sweet talk a white billionaire Republican to give him $40,000? What kind of legislator are you to not have an explanation for your community? I might have the audio from Yaphet El Amin talking to the audience. And when you listen to her audio in the next hour, at the bottom of the next hour, when you listen to her audio, see if anywhere in there she explains anything or all she says. Why didn't you call us first before you put us out here on Front Street? Is basically the argument and the position that you're hearing from a Yaphet El Amin. Why didn't you call us before you put us out here on Front Street? Well, why don't you just explain it now? You have a town hall meeting. Tell folks, you talking to folks right now. Tell folks, defend for the audience. Oh, and wait a minute, why is Yappy talking anyway? Question was about her husband. We have a lot to talk about. Sam.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
What I wanted to ask you was, did you get any chance to say anything about Jeff Smith?
Apparently you just woke up. Apparently you just turned the radio. Of course, I said something about Jeff Smith.
Okay.
The class of 2006-2007. Do you believe Jeff Smith when he's recently arrested, charged with a crime, and Jeff Smith would blow this off and say this is like a parking ticket? Well, I don't know where that boy parks, because where I park, if you're parking wrong, you aren't subject to go to jail for a period of time. You're not subject to that kind of a fine. You can go to jail for what he did.
Yeah. Well, see, the reason why I was asking, because you were going to say something about it yesterday, and I don't.
Okay.
I had left out the house.
Okay. Well, did you hear that Jeff Smith was arrested?
Yeah, charged, I heard that, but charged. I caught the tail end of it yesterday on the news.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your question?
No, the thing was, he claimed somebody walked up to him and handed him something.
Let's be clear. The something that he's referring to is when you go on the boats, because there are gambling limits in the state of Missouri,
right.
You have to have an ID. You have to have your driver's license. Then they give you an ID card. Then you use that ID card to go into the boat and to gamble. And with that ID card, the boat can determine whether or not you are exceeding the limits that we're allowed to vote to gamble with. So it's very important, and check this out. If the boat does something improper with giving you one of these ID cards,
right.
They're subject to a six-figure fine.
Damn.
Okay, so you know they're on that. So do you believe, Sam, that any employee of the any boat walked up to Jeff Smith, because he's Jeff Smith, and said, here's a fake ID. Do you believe that any employee in front of the billions of cameras that they have on that boat walked up to Jeff Smith and said, here's a fake ID. I'm going to subject my employer to a six-figure fine because I want to give you a hustle. Now, remember, Jeff Smith said the reason he didn't have his driver's license so he could get the legal card to go in and gamble was because he left it in his car. Well, he didn't park his car in Indiana. He parked his car at the lot right there. Why did he take his rusty get off his rusty dusty, go down and get his ID card? He's a liar. He's been caught as a liar. I do not believe one word. Oh, and it's going to come out today. It's going to come out today that the person that gave him a card was another elected official.
Oh, my God.
Do you hear me?
One other thing I wanted to ask you. Is it normal procedure for the sheriff's department to hand the grandchild over to the chief of police?
They can call a family member and say, we've arrested the mom here. They have a choice. They can call foster care. They could call
Department of Family normally get called when a child is in danger.
It is discretionary, and it just shows you when they engage in the discretion. They don't have to call because they didn't charge. And the thing about it is they didn't charge the mom with a child endangerment, which is a mystery why the chief of police daughter who was arrested for burglary and other felonies, and had her 9-year-old daughter with her in the room where these crimes were allegedly committed, why they didn't call family services. They used their discretion to give her a hustle to call her father.
Because I thought that was real strange.
It is
that,
strange.
They weren't called in.
It is strange.
Thanks, Liz.
All right, take care now. 1-877-920-WGNU, Dolores.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
The program was very, very good yesterday with the black firefighters.
Thank you.
And I hope today that all the clergy in St. Louis get with the firefighters, you know.
Well, we're going to see where people stand, aren't we, Dolores?
Yeah, if I wasn't, my health wasn't so bad, I would really be over there. But I really hope all these clergies in St. Louis get together and stand with them. Because, you know, this stuff that Francis Slay, here we are in 2007 and still fighting.
And we need to understand that we will always be fighting. We will always be fighting because people will always be coming after your stuff.
Yeah.
Francis Slay is coming after. He couldn't get home rule passed where he had all the authority, but he's still going to try to grab the authority anyway. It's not Francis Slay's decision to decide who's going to be picked off a list. That's not his job.
Yeah, you know.
That's not his job.
My daughter was saying when we was listening to that, she said, well, how is he supposed to be involved in all of this?
That's
and
fact.
It's up to Sherman. See, you know, this
because it's black versus white.
That's what it is.
Yes, it is.
That's just what it is. And I hope, you know, because we've had so many young folks that graduated from college, left here because we got not good representation. So I hope that we just keep on and stand behind Sherman Joy. Because that's what needs to happen, Leah.
Thanks for your call. Listen, my name is Liz Brown. I'll be brought back with more information. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Braving murky waters and strong currents, recovery crews have found a fifth body in the wreckage of a collapsed Minneapolis highway bridge. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the disaster has raised serious questions.
Most everyone here wants to know how a 40-year-old bridge could collapse in seconds without warning. Federal investigators are now on scene to collect clues from the fractured concrete and twisted steel. NTSB Chairman Mark Rosenker told ABC News the investigation would be long and painstaking.
We'll be looking at every single item to find out if, in fact, the inspections were done properly, and in fact, if the standards themselves need to be strengthened.
The Transportation Department has urged states to immediately inspect 750 bridges nationwide with designs similar to the I-35W bridge. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Minneapolis.
First Lady Laura Bush plans to visit with victims today, and President Bush plans to travel to Minneapolis tomorrow. A Marine Corps squad leader has been convicted of murdering an Iraqi man in frustration during a search for an insurgent. 23-year-old Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins could face life in prison. His sentencing begins today at Camp Pendleton. One of the men involved in the failed terror attack on the Glasgow airport has died. ABC's Linda Albin has his story.
The badly burned driver of the Jeep packed with propane gas canisters that plowed into Glasgow airport has died of burns suffered in that attack. Passengers using cell phone cameras recorded how an off-duty policeman used a fire extinguisher to try to save Kafil Ahmed, an engineer with a Ph.D. His brother, a doctor, has been charged with failing to disclose information that could have helped police arrest a terror suspect. Another doctor has also been charged in connection with the Glasgow attack and two failed car bombings in London. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
It's being hailed as a simple, inexpensive way to detect cervical cancer that could save millions of lives in the developing world. Researchers say a visual screening can be done using vinegar, gauze, and a bright light. It allows precancerous lesions to become seen by the naked eye. This is ABC News.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Pa!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hey, let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids? Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes. I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mama's making Ovaltine shakes.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shakes.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please!
An ABC News Washington Post poll shows three Democrats running for president locked in a virtual dead heat. ABC News polling director Gary Langer has the names and the numbers.
This poll finds high levels of voter engagement and enthusiasm among likely Democratic caucus goers in Iowa. 89% are satisfied with their choice of candidates, and 53% are very satisfied, far higher than satisfaction on the Republican side. 7 in 10 likely Democratic caucus goers say they've gotten a campaign phone call, and 4 in 10 have gone to a campaign event. Each top candidate has appealing qualities, so much so that Barack Obama, John Edwards, and Hillary Clinton all run evenly in the Iowa contest.
Mattel is offering an apology to people who bought toys involved in the big recall, and they're vowing to take a second look at inspections of imports. Nearly a million toys were pulled off the shelves out of concern they were made in China, possibly with lead paint. The recall includes dolls of such popular children's characters as Elmo and Dora the Explorer. I'm Karen Chase. ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, St. Louis Fire Chief Sherman George is expected to respond to Mayor Francis Slay today. Slay is pressuring George to promote at least 30 firefighters. A group of local African American leaders have criticized Slay for making what they see as a veiled threat. The fire department conducted a promotions test in 2004, and results show that most of those passing were white. FIRE, a group representing black firefighters, argues that the tests were unfair and cheating took place. Slay's proposal also includes the hiring of a new firm to conduct the testing. A child is dead and 4 other children are injured after a single car accident in Franklin County on Wednesday. 24-year-old Brandy Bull was driving with her children when she ran off the road on Highway N. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says the vehicle hit 2 trees and flipped several times. 2-year-old Macy Bull was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials say everyone except Macy and another child were wearing seat belts. The mother and her other children were taken to area medical centers to be treated for their injuries. Finally this hour, the Cardinals head to Washington this evening as they kick off a series against the Nationals at RFK Stadium. Kip Wells makes the start for the Cards with a record of 4-13. Wells had some good outings in recent weeks, posting a 3.90 ERA for the month of July. He'll be opposed by Tim Redding, who the Redbirds know from his time with the Houston Astros. Redding has a record of 1-2 with a 2.64 ERA. Game time tonight is 6:05. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brangemeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, there's an accident. Left lane's blocked us west of 79. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from West Forest through Graham Hanley. Look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be building. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy volume there. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from 157 into Monsanto. Look for a water main break that has right lane closed at Queenie. And Old Gravois Bridge is closed at the Merrimack River due to safety conditions. That's a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, hot, partly sunny, hazy, slight chance of showers this morning and afternoon with a high in the mid-90s. For this evening, look forward to partly cloudy skies, chance of showers, lows in the mid-70s. Saturday, hot, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 90s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. Sunday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. Heat index is expected to reach around 105 by the afternoon. And expect an excessive heat watch to begin Sunday afternoon through Tuesday evening. That is a look at your traffic and your weather. Currently, we have 74 degrees under hazy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 78. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. We have so much business to tend to, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, you know, I was listening to you talking about this Mr. Smith.
And let me let the audience know what we're talking about. Let me bring them up to speed right quick before you make your comment. We have a state senator, who ran against, who inserted himself into a race against two women of African descent and thereby cost the community an African state senator. We have so few of them. He was recently issued a summons for the crime of presenting false identification on a gambling boat, subject to up to $500 and 6 months in jail. It's a Class B misdemeanor. It's a crime. And it's kind of like, there are criminal crimes out there that you can make the argument, I did not intend to do this. You cannot make the argument that I did not intend to do it in an embezzlement case. That's a crime of complete intention. And just like this, Jeff Smith went and got someone's ID that was not his own and went into the gambling boat and broke the law.
Yes.
All right, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to compare with the lady that was out here in Chesterfield, home care nurse, who was charged with stealing from the patient $16,000. Now, she's going to do some time. See, she's going to do some time. And the only thing that she did is she stole the patient's identification to withdraw his money. out of the mink. Now, I know there's a difference in gambling and stealing somebody else's money, but the purpose of the reward that the person who committed the crime getting. She got her reward by taking somebody else's identification. He got his reward by taking somebody else's identification. And I look at it like this, Mrs. Brown. Even though we keep saying black and whites and black and whites, but I think it's a class thing. When I listen to the people talking about the farmers going out there today, the religious leaders and all those people down there, let's face reality. When black people learn how to do and do what they have been taught to do, they fit into a different class. They fit up there with that man. And this man don't want the class there. And I think the inner city today is being the whites from the white community, upper class, coming back. They got the loft roofs and all this kind of stuff. They want to get these black down there. If you give me as much money.
Wait a minute. I don't know if I'm hearing you correctly. Are you saying that there isn't an issue of race, there's only an issue of class? Or are you saying that there are, in some cases, issues of class and race?
Out of some cases, it's the issue of class and race. It's because...
Okay, all right, that absolutely, absolutely. And I got to roll because we got to take a break here.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU, that's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. If you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. We're going to take some of your calls. We have some audio from the $40,000 man, Talib El Amin. Freshman legislator, 99% black district, 99% African issues. What does a white billionaire see in a freshman legislator to give him $40,000? He didn't give Connie Johnson $40,000. He didn't give Maida Coleman $40,000. They've been there longer than him. What did Talib El Amin have to do for $40,000? What caught the and impressed a white Republican anti-public school, anti-black community white guy? What impressed him about Talib El Amin enough to give him $40,000? Well, trust me, it ain't good for anybody to look like me. Come on now. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to be playing some audio from that town hall meeting when we get back. Stay with us.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay. Have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You need to get on down to Fire's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. They are gathering for an informational picket outside of the City Hall today. And show your support, all of you black organizations, all you religious folks that say that you're on the side of the strongest, most powerful, most historic, in terms of success, most continued success of any African organization in the city of St. Louis. Show your support for FIRE by being down there today. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. Gene.
Yes, Liz, I got in on the tail end of this story. Now, why was it that he had to use someone else's ID, that senator on the casino?
We're talking about Jeff Smith. Jeff Smith, yes. Who ran against Yaphet Elamine. Jeff Smith, who ran against Amber Boykin. Please turn your radio down in the back. Turn your radio off in the back there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who ran against and prevented a woman of African descent from having this gig.
Right.
What prevented him from having his ID? And for people that don't know, he was issued a summons for the crime of presenting a false identification. And if a casino lets somebody do that, they're subject to a six-figure fine. Why did he use a false identification? Because he says he left his ID in his car.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have an ID. Now, just think about it. We have a legislator. No, not just a legislator. A senator who makes laws that are about whether or not what's a crime and what's not a crime. He knew that it was a crime to present a false identification. He went out and got a false identification. He then went in through the turnstile, because the way that it works on the boat is that you give your ID, you give your driver's license to the boat, because there are gambling limits in the state of Missouri. And the way that they keep track of your gambling limits is that when you give them your driver's license, they give you a card. You then and take that card. You go through the turnstile. They run your card through. Are you this person? You go through, and then you stick your card in the machines to gamble so that they can keep track of how much money you're gambling. And it is against the law to present somebody else's card, because that means that you could be breaking the law by going over the limits.
Right.
You could be presenting false identification. So Jeff Smith, in the most intentional act crime that you can even think of, said, I don't have my ID. I'm too lazy to get off my rusty dusty down in my car to get my ID. I'm going to take somebody's ID that I know that is not mine, and then I'm going to go in and gamble with that fake false ID. I think that he should be removed from office, because that is such an intentional crime. We cannot trust your judgment.
Right.
And you are, and you know, and one of the things that is going to come out today is that he lied when he said that somebody from the gaming industry gave him this false ID. That's a bunch of bunk. Who would risk their job to give him a fake ID? Who would do it in front of all of the cameras that are on the boat?
Right.
And who would do that and subject their boss, their company, to a six-figure fine just to give Jeff Smith a fake ID when he's too lazy to go down to his car and get his own?
That sounds like he's lazy and dumb.
There you go, lazy and dumb.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. Safari.
Hey, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, here's my question here. My question is, I want to really understand the legal definition of American justice and what is it based on, whether it's based on the Bible or Ma'at or Quran.
Okay. When you ask the word legal definition, I go to like a Black's Law Dictionary. That's where my mind as a lawyer goes to in looking for legal definitions of things. You can also go to statute books to look for, to get legal definitions as opposed to the definitions that people use in their social everyday lives, or going to Webster's Dictionary. And as far as I know, there is no legal definition of American justice. It's not in a Black's Law Dictionary, American justice. It's not there. The only definition of American justice would come from the typical place where most definitions come from, a dictionary, or by how people have commonly practiced it. If the question that you're asking is whether or not American law is based upon biblical law, if that's the question that you're asking, American law is not based upon biblical law. It's like based upon Black's law.
What? No, I still don't understand it. But, okay. Because what I see around the world, according to their legal justice systems, is that, like, if somebody commits a crime, they can go in a neighborhood and find somebody that looks like him and punish that person, and that's justice.
Well, it depends on who's saying that is justice, because there are plenty of people that are saying that is not justice. Aren't they?
Yeah, that's why I want to know what is it based on.
Well,
because if it's based on the Bible, I mean, the Bible, I guess, I don't know how the Bible is going, but if it's based on my art, the justice should fall upon the person that committed the crime, not to his parents or his father or his mom.
Well, the law does also says the same thing, that it is the individual that is charged with the crime. It is the individual that is responsible. But we also have to understand that there are social practices, or that there are illegalities that occur outside of the law all the time. That simply because the law says that this is how something is supposed to be done doesn't mean that that's how people behave. People are going to break the law, whether it's the law of the Quran, the law of the Bible, the law of the land, the law of the court. People break the laws all the time, and what we cannot afford to do is to twist that into that means that there is no law. There are laws out there. The problem is that people don't follow them. No court would say, there's no court in America that says it is justice for a person's family member to take the hit for a crime that someone else has committed. No court in America where laws are brought to when there's a question about whether or not a law has been broken, that's where you go to a court. When you go to find out what a law is, you go to a statute book here in this country. There is no law in the book that says that another person is supposed to fulfill the crime of somebody else. Now, how America practices that is a whole other thing. That is not following the law. That is engaging in behavior that's a result of hundreds of years of bad and illegal and racist and classist actions. You follow me?
Yeah, but in a sense, that means that slavery is supposed to have been a crime, right?
Well, it depends on what time of the law that you're dealing with. At one point in American history, it was not a crime. It was not a crime.
Hey, it's okay. I'm confused.
Oh, it's okay. I'm confused. All right. Thanks,
all right,
Safari.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Westbound 270 at 367 and West 4th, and look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays, especially in left lanes. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. An accident's been cleared west of 79. Look for stop and go traffic, though, as a result. Northbound 270 at Gravois and Doherty Ferry. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270, look for delays. Westbound 70 from Silver Lake area out around the Highland, Illinois area all the way into 143. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident that was at 143 and 70 out in East Illinois. Westbound 270 from Illinois Route 3 and the Chain of Rocks Bridge, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, look for heavy volume around the 70 exit lanes. Southbound 270 from 70 through Dorset, look for heavy volume there. There's an accident at Old State Road and Manchester. And also northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for heavy volume there. And that is a look at your traffic for this hour. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to hot, partly sunny, and hazy. Chance of showers throughout the day and the afternoon with a high in the mid-90s. The highest heat index will be around 100 by late this afternoon. This evening, partly cloudy, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Saturday, hot, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 90s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. And Sunday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. The heat index will probably reach around 105 by Sunday afternoon. There's also an excessive heat watch in effect beginning Sunday afternoon through Tuesday evening. So just make sure that you try to stay cool the best way you can. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 75 degrees and hazy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 78. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Daddy was a soldier. He taught me about freedom, peace, and all the great things that we take advantage of. Once I fed the homeless, I'll never forget the look upon them.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. And Howard, can we do that audio? I want to set this audio up for you. We've had a discussion this week about this extraordinary $40,000 that Talib El Amin received from. Talib El Amin is a freshman legislator, never been in the House before. Not a particularly not a particularly articulate legislator, and not everybody can be articulate quickly on their feet. I'm not holding that against him. I'm just using this taking this time as an opportunity to describe this particular individual, not particularly well known around town in terms of his political philosophies or agendas, not what one would call a political intellect. And again, I'm not judging him, I'm just describing him. And because of those things, it would appear to be a mystery why a freshman legislator would receive, representing a 99% African district would receive, a 99% African district with 100% of issues that confront this community. Why someone, a white billionaire Republican, would give him $40,000. Nobody else gave him money, for real. Nobody else that is in support of the issues that our community, that confronts our community, gave him money. It's like,
It's like if Barack Obama received or took, because people can offer any kind of money that they want. If Barack Obama took, we have to compare apples to apples, took $1 million from the Clarence Thomas Foundation. Okay? Clarence Thomas Foundation. If a Barack Obama took $1 million from a Clarence Thomas Foundation, what would you say about your belief that Barack Obama was about your issues? Because Clarence Thomas is not. It would be like Barack Obama taking $1 million from Dick Cheney. Why is Dick Cheney giving Barack Obama $1 million? And the better question is, why is Barack Obama taking it? And if Barack Obama said to you, okay, I'm taking $1 million from Dick Cheney because I'm going to take this money and do something for you and your issues, a reasonable thoughtful person would say, yeah, right. Ain't nobody going to give you $1 million without expectation. And you ain't going to take $1 million without an understanding. You're not. So you have to ask yourself why a white Republican billionaire would give a member of a minority party, a member of the African community, a member of a 99% Democratic district, a freshman legislator, why would he give him $40,000? Unless he knew that this freshman legislator was going to pursue the issues that mattered to him. He didn't give $40,000 to Connie Johnson. He didn't give $40,000, and she's a senior. She's the minority whip. Someone that has some authority. Didn't give $40,000 to Maida Coleman. She's the Senate counterpart. Democratic spokesperson. Democratic leader. He didn't give her $40,000. Why would he do that? And check this out. If you have some kind of buddy hustle going on with this billionaire, then why isn't this billionaire saying, oh, let me put some development money in your community? No, you just put money in your pocket. What does that mean? And fortunately, I'm so proud of IUI, the folks at the International Urban Institute. They were on the Education Committee on their J-O-B. That would be capital J, capital O, capital B as in boy, job. Because they picked up this audio. And they making certain that the public gets this audio. So let's take a bit of a listen. I'm going to have to translate this. You're going to have to listen very hard. This is Yaphet El Amin talking to the audience. And at the end of this audio, she gets more and more impassioned about it. Some people have interpreted it as berating. I'm going to say she was very passionate about her position. And what I want you to do as you're listening to this audio from Yaphet El Amin, and understand that the people that Yaphet brought to this community meeting, town hall meeting, where about 30 people of their constituents showed up, they brought Rick Sullivan, and they brought Chief Mokwa. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And 30 people showed up. I got asked a question. Well, now that's a whole nother discussion. Are you getting people to your meetings? But that's a whole nother town hall meeting of 30 people. That's a whole nother discussion. But listen to the words that she says and ask yourself this question. Does she ever address the concern? Because there were some flyers passed out calling Tala Bellamy and her husband. And remember, I told you this was going to be a problem. This is a problem when you have relatives. You don't have a balance in your elected official. Tala Bellamy is the committee man. Yaphet Elamine is the committee woman. They wanted to be committee man, committee woman, senator, and state representative. And I told you that when you don't have a distinction between elected officials, you're not going to have people that are going to be willing to say things. How is Yaphet Elamine for real ever going to be able to criticize her husband, the state rep? How's she ever going to be able to do that? She can't. That's her husband, the father of her children. They live in the same house. Because clearly I don't, and I'm going to say this for the record, I don't believe that a Yaphet Elamine, I know this. Well, we're going to have to, I don't have to make this up. I don't have to theorize about it. When you look at Yaphet Elamine's first term of campaign contribution, she wasn't taking money from people that are opposed to our community's issues. She wasn't. So I can't believe that she would have ever done this. But the problem is because when you have that many relatives in the occupying, squatting on these offices, they're not going to be in a position to criticize each other. So when you listen to Yaphet Elamine, because ask yourself a couple questions. Why is Yaphet saying this? Why isn't Talib up saying this? But when you listen to Yaphet's words, ask yourself this question. One, when she's criticizing this flyer that's going around, that's been passed, I don't know who wrote it. I don't know who passed it out. But when you ask somebody, when you listen to what she's saying about this flyer, saying that her husband took $40,000 from a white billionaire Republican, her freshman term husband, ask yourself this question when you're listening to her talk. Does she ever answer the question of why her husband took this money, or does she simply get mad at y'all about how you brought it to her? And then ask yourself this question. Isn't it a proper place at a town hall meeting? Y'all calling this a town hall meeting to bring the flyers? To raise the question? Or does she simply complain that you didn't call her up individually on the telephone and privately talk about this issue? Does she berate people or criticize people for the method of bringing the news or the issue? Or does she address the issue? I guess I was wrong, Howard. We're going to go to break. We're going to take a break, folks. We'll be playing that audio right when we come back. Right when we come back. But remember the question. Keep the question in your head. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. And the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
Pick up some daylilies at the Missouri Botanical Garden. The sale takes place on Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5 each day. As of last year, the Daylily Association has donated over $136,000 in funds, plants, and equipment to the garden's horticulture division. The sale will be held in the lower level of the garden's Ridgeway Center, and admission is included with general garden admission. For more info, call 314-577-9400, toll-free at 1-800-642-8842, or log on to mobot.org. Something for you from WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, that really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DRLAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryan.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Let's hit it. We're going to listen right now to Yaphet El Amin at a town hall meeting defending the 40,000, no, not defending, questioning why y'all are bringing it to her in this method. The $40,000 that her husband took from a white billionaire Republican who's anti-public school, anti-black community, anti-stuff that we stand for, why would he get $40,000? Listen, and I'm going to have to translate some of this for you, but listen very closely.
This way to be
here we go. Let's talk about some of this. One of the things that she said is that she and her family have sacrificed for a number of years to serve you. So translation, understand that we're giving up a whole bunch of stuff for y'all. So we deserve some kind of deference in the stuff that we make, that the decisions that we make. And her question is, her concern is, whether or not you have brought this to her or her husband in another, you consulted with them. Play another couple seconds here, Howard. Okay. All right. Hold up for a second. We're having some technical issues here. The point of this, and I'm going to continue to play this, but the point is that listen to what she said about not being asked, because the reality of the matter is, think about this. If you want to understand this in this context. When Judas took the pieces of silver to sell out Jesus Christ, he didn't ask Jesus. Discuss it with Jesus, because he didn't want to hear what Jesus had to say about it. He didn't discuss it with the other disciples, because he didn't want to hear what they had to say. Judas didn't have a town hall meeting to say, I'm fixing to take some pieces of silver to sell out Jesus. So ask yourself the question, did Talib El Amin or Yaphet El Amin, whose family has sacrificed, according to her, for the community, did they hold a town hall meeting to let y'all know that they were getting ready to take 40 pieces of silver from a white billionaire Republican who's anti-everything that that district is? Ask yourself that question. Okay, listen a little longer. We're going to start it over again. Listen a little longer. I want you to listen here. She is saying that she takes strong offense to someone bringing this to their town hall meeting. Strong offense to, nobody's ever had to, you just have to call us. Their obligation as an elected official is to have the town hall meetings and explain why they took the 40 pieces of silver. Okay, let me get this straight. She's never been addressed in this way. She never had a flyer at a meeting that was contrary to whatever issue she's been dealing with. And why is Yaphet speaking instead of Talib El Amin? Why isn't Talib speaking? And why are you offended that somebody would bring a question and ask, where'd you get the 40 pieces of silver from? Why'd you take the 40 pieces of silver? We're done, Howard. We're done here. Here's what the deal is. Anybody want a copy of this audio? All you gotta do is email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That flyer that talks about the 40,000 or the 40 pieces of silver, the 40,000 pieces of silver. I'm sorry. The 40,000 pieces of silver that Talib El Amin took. Now, I just want to be clear for the record, because I know folks going to try to get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. I don't believe that Yaphet El Amin would have taken 40,000 pieces of silver. I don't think she would have. There's nothing in her record to demonstrate that she would. This is about Talib El Amin. And Yaphet is not going to criticize her husband. Just listen to the words that she's saying. She was ticked about the method of it, which to me is the most the most, the best way that you can bring it to somebody. You bring it in a public forum. Why'd you take 40,000 pieces of silver? Why'd you do that? And if you notice, nowhere in the conversation does she address the 40,000 pieces of silver. She doesn't. Edwards.
Yes, good morning.
Talk to me.
Okay, I want to talk to you. I want to commend the Institute. That was good work.
The International Urban Institute.
Yeah, that was very good work. Well, I am not a contributor to the LME, the husband side, but I did contribute campaign contribution to Miss LME.
Mm-hmm.
And I am quite surprised that she would defend that.
Yep.
But I guess she has to defend her husband.
And isn't that
defender for that?
And isn't, well, you know, I don't, because that's the problem. Because remember the criticism that I was leveling at them when they were running for office. If we have your whole family up there, we're not going to get the real deal. We are not going to get the real deal. And they said we can distinguish between this. We can do this. And this is proof that you can't.
That's the reason I call. I wanted to support that position. And I recall when you brought that issue out, I was a little surprised that it came out, but it was good that it did come out because, as we now see, you were right again.
Say that again. Say it again. Say it again.
I want to say I was a little surprised that you brought that out when you did.
No, just say the part. You were right again. Just say that part. Just say that part.
The fact of the matter is I'm glad that you did because, as it turns out, you were right again.
Yes. Yes.
And we need to look at this a little closer. And who is the character with the billionaire with the $40,000 to give to a freshman legislator?
There you go.
I think I got the answer, though.
There you did.
To the jeopardy.
Yeah, you did.
He didn't give him
40,000 pieces of silver to help our community, did he?
No, he did.
All right, now.
So I think the answer is sell out.
Okay, now.
Okay, thank you.
Take care of yourself. I'll be back to take more of your questions, comments, and observations. I'm Liz Brown. Stick with me.
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A fifth body has been pulled from the twisted wreckage of the Minneapolis bridge collapse as recovery crews resume the difficult task of searching for more victims in the murky Mississippi. The collapse has struck fear into the hearts of many commuters, but Mark Rosanker of the National Transportation Safety Board says people shouldn't be afraid.
I don't believe they should be worried at all. The rules that have been put into place as a result of a recommendation that we made some 30 years ago have improved the conditions and the standards that, in fact, these things are being inspected on.
That said, Rosanker, who's heading the investigation into the disaster, says it may lead to changes in bridge maintenance and inspections.
As a result of this catastrophic disaster, we're going to be looking at the rules and finding out if, in fact, they should be tightened, made more stringent.
Officials at the scene say the casualty count will climb. Among the missing is a 23-year-old pregnant woman traveling with her 2-year-old daughter. In her last call to her family, she told them she was stuck in bridge traffic. The sentencing hearing begins today for a Marine squad leader convicted for his role in the murder of an Iraqi civilian. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins was what some have described as being the ringleader of the kidnap and murder plot. He told his fellow Marines and a Navy corpsman they just had to get away with murder after they pulled an Iraqi grandfather out of his home near Baghdad, killed him, and then tried to cover up the crime by planting evidence on the man. A military jury found Hutchins guilty of a long list of crimes, including murder.
He could face life in prison. Iraq's soccer team is making a triumphant yet understated return home after its upset victory in the Asian Cup. A public celebration was deemed too dangerous. A welcome home celebration is planned in a Baghdad hotel in the heavily fortified Green Zone. The Barry Bonds home run watch continues. The San Francisco slugger singled, popped out, and walked twice yesterday in Los Angeles, but did not hit a long ball. He hasn't hit one since last Friday, but gets his next chance tonight in San Diego. This is ABC News.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Everyone's racing to participate in Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or VF Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30/07.
A TV reporter who admitted an affair with the mayor of Los Angeles will not lose her job over it. However, ABC's Gil Gross tells us she is being punished.
Though she asked off political reporting because she had a relationship with Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, Telemundo has decided only to suspend news anchor Mirthella Salinas without pay for 2 months and not fire her. They're also taking disciplinary action against news executives who, knowing of the relationship, did not take care to make sure she did not even read copy about the mayor. That slip led to her reading the story about Villaraigosa's divorce, brought on by her affair with him. Gil Gross, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A squirrel with a sweet tooth is a local attraction in Helsinki. Apparently, he visits a Finnish grocery shop at least twice a day to steal what's called a Kinder Surprise, a chocolate-shelled egg. In fact, the store manager named it the Kinder Squirrel after him. The animal removes the foil, eats the chocolate, and then leaves the store with the toy. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a local Marine has been convicted in an Iraqi murder conspiracy. Madison County native Trent Thomas was acquitted on a charge of murder, but found guilty of conspiracy. Thomas and seven other Marines were all charged with killing an Iraqi man and then attempting to cover up his death. Thomas will not go to prison, but will be demoted and discharged. He had faced the possibility of life in prison if convicted on the murder charge. Thomas is appealing the sentence. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich plans to carefully review the electric rate relief package on his desk. The $1 billion package was passed by the state legislature last week. A group of lawmakers has called for the governor to sign the legislation immediately. The package includes credits, rebates, energy conservation funding, low-income subsidies, and the creation of a new Illinois Power Authority. An aide to the governor says the legislation is too complicated to be approved quickly and that Blagojevich has 60 days to act. Finally this hour, some of the elevators at Plaza Square Apartments are operating again. Yesterday, a judge ordered the elevators to be reopened after many of the elderly and disabled residents were forced to use the stairs for the past week. St. Louis Circuit Judge Ron Garvey said that at least one elevator in each building should be turned back on. City attorneys had filed a motion last week asking Garvey to get involved. Garvey also ordered the state to inspect the elevators more thoroughly to decide whether they pose an immediate risk to passengers. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 170 from Del Mar through Olive. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident in Olive. Westbound 40 from Big Bend through 170. Look for paving operations. Have it reduced to 3 lanes. It's causing some delays. Manchester at Old State Road. Look for an earlier accident causing some slowdowns there. Westbound 270 at Bell Fountain into West Florissant. Look for delays. Westbound 5570 from Tudor into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns there. Eastbound 70 west of K through 79. Look for a stall. It's been cleared. That's around T.R. Hughes. It's resulting in some slow traffic. Eastbound 44 at Soccer Park and 270. Look for slowdowns. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes. Southbound 270 from 70 through Dorset. Look for heavy volume there as well. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. You've got slow traffic, westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way into the landing. Look for traffic to be building this hour. Northbound Illinois 3 from 157 onto Monsanto Avenue. Look for a water main break. Right lane's closed. That's at Queenie. It's causing some delays as you try to get to the top of that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge. And Gravoy at Old Gravoy that at Merrimack River Bridge is closed due to safety concerns. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, look forward to hot, partly sunny, and hazy. Chance of showers throughout the morning and afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s. Heat index is expected to reach around 100 by late this afternoon. This evening, partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the mid-70s. For Saturday, hot, partly sunny, chance of showers, highs in the upper 90s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And Sunday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, chance of showers with a high in the upper 90s. The high heat index is expected to reach around 105 by the afternoon. There's also an excessive heat watch in effect beginning Sunday afternoon through Tuesday evening. Currently we have 78 degrees, some light drizzle and haze. Lambert Field is reporting 81. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Good morning, Brother Rudy.
This is Brother Rory here in Dred Scott City. How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Okay, I got a question. Since these aren't the first black politicians to really disappoint the community in terms of their commitment to us.
You're talking about Talib El Amin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And I guess what really kind of, just as an offside there, I guess that Velma Bailey and Freeman Bosley Jr., when they argued between themselves who's going to deliver the money to Schnooks to come into the community and take the money out, kind of made themselves unelectable. They were the first ones really to set the standard with that. But the question I have really to the overall community is that when you elect politicians who have no track record of problem solving, who got no track record of institution building that's going to create any opportunities in the community, you want to kind of set yourselves up for people who see it as a job and an income opportunity. So when somebody comes with some more income, bang, they're going to be all over that without a problem. And so these are people who we talk about people getting office and then they change. The problem is that without no track record, they haven't really done anything. When they get there, they really don't change. They continue doing right along what they've been doing.
But and I think that there is a larger discussion to have about this is that sometimes, I mean, the fact of the matter is that in politics, you have to live in a certain area in order to run for a particular office. And sometimes in politics, just like sometimes in any other job, because the fact of the matter is politics is a job. You take the job, you get paid for it. There are different requirements and different expectations, but it is a job. We can't fool ourselves or lie to ourselves and say that it is not a job. It is. Just like any other job, sometimes people come to the job without a whole lot of a resume that is not particularly deep for that particular job. That shouldn't automatically be a disqualifier. We have to, so because this is a job and because it requires people living in a community and there may be a small pool of people to pull from to be in that job. Our job as those that hire these politicians or hire these elected officials is to monitor them when they're on the job, just like any other job. And just like any other job, if they do not do the job, if they do not do the things that they said that they could do during the interview process, you fire them from the job. You hold them accountable just like any other job, and you fire them when they don't. Now, there are some people that clearly you should have never hired for a particular job, and shame on you for hiring the person you never should have. But I'm not opposed to the idea of believing somebody that doesn't have a thick or deep resume, that they are committed to the cause, that they will go up there, learn, and deliver on behalf of their community. But our responsibility and an additional responsibility that the community has is to fire those that do not live up to either their resume or what they said during the interview or what they promised during their hunt for this job.
Okay, but anyone who comes to you with, before you would do that hiring, before you begin a background check, you would look at that resume and see exactly what they have done. If somebody comes to you talking about they want to be a manager, and yet they have not only not managed anything, there's nothing that they can really show as far as if they've really done, you know.
But sometimes, Brother Rudy, in other jobs, sometimes you take chances on people because they've demonstrated other things. They've just demonstrated or they have good references. You know, there are all kinds of reasons that we hire people on or off of their resume. Now, if they come to you and say that on my resume I've had 20 years worth of experience in ditch digging and it turns out that they didn't, then you fire them. Or if they say that they come from a family of ditch diggers, and while they haven't had any ditch digging experience, ditch digging is in their heart, that's someone that you may consider taking a chance on.
Yeah, but these positions are way too important, and the time.
But again, we also have to understand that there's a waitressing job can be to anybody that has a car. In the world of politics, you got to live in a particular area in order to run for that job. Therefore, you have a smaller pool of people to pull from. That's just the reality of it.
Okay, I still don't say that excuses anything, though.
I'm not offering it as an excuse. I'm not offering it as an excuse either. I'm offering it as a reality of that when we make our assessment about you just can't take this, sometimes you don't have, what if you don't have anybody that has the deep resume that you need to apply for the job and you need the job filled? You're going to look at other qualifications to get the job filled. And just like any other job, if they don't do what you take them out, does it hurt more if you don't have a good hamburger flipper at McDonald's or you don't have a good state rep? Of course, it hurts more with the state rep, but sometimes you have to, if those are the cards that are dealt to you, that's all you got. And I got to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Hello, this is Regina Ruiz. I would like to invite you to tune in to my broadcast on Sunday afternoons here on WGNU. The program is called Talk to Me. I will be delivering a message to build your faith and improve your life, and will be taking your calls live. Listen every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 and talk to me, Regina Ruiz, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be all right. Be sure. She doesn't hear a word that he said. He's occupied. She's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing's not right. He doesn't know what to say. So he prays. Whatever, 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 whatever happens, don't let go.
Whatever happens, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. We're talking about lots of stories. We're talking about the class of 2006-2007. Newly elected legislators, Jeff Smith, a senator for crying out loud, who inserted himself into a race where there were two African women running for that Senate seat. We need more African representation. This is a guy that is a board member of a school. And I guess that's what happens. See what happens when you involve yourself with charter schools? These are the kind of people that charter schools affiliate themselves with, people that knowingly, willingly, absolutely commit crimes. The crime of presenting false identification in order to gamble on a boat. And then lying about it, saying that some member of the gambling associate or the gambling boat gave him a fake ID. You a lie and the truth ain't in you. stories are going to come out. It's going to be another elected official that did that. And you got to ask yourself this question. How did Jeff Smith get caught? Was he too enamored with other things? Or was he acting in an arrogant way, breaking the law again once he got in the boat, on the boat? How did he get caught by the state troopers? Oh, there's a story in that, too. And I got it. And I got the scoop in the story. Oh, there's more to it. You have a brand new senator committing crimes. Then you have Talib El Amin, freshman state rep, representing 99% people of African descent, North St. Louis, taking $40,000 of silver from a white billionaire Republican who was an anti-public school, anti-choice. And ask yourself this question. Talib El Amin had a town hall meeting for Rick Sullivan, for the private, who's all about the privatization of our schools. 30 people showed up. Well, that shows the depth of their reach. But that aside, Rick Sullivan, did Talib El Amin have introduced legislation while he was in Jefferson City to protect our school district? Stop the state takeover? Did he introduce any legislation? Did he co-sign on to the legislation? No, he did not. Did he make it to the meeting at Harris Stowe where 1,500 people came out in the cold? Yes, he did, but check it out. He came at the last minute after people called his behind. Talib weaseled in the last few minutes of that meeting. Nowhere to be found on the issues of education and taking 40,000 pieces of silver from a white billionaire Republican. Check this out. This white billionaire Republican only gave the governor, who's in a contested race for re-election, $100,000. He gave Talib almost as much as he gave the governor. What's Talib going to deliver for those 40,000 pieces of silver? What did Judas deliver for seven? Come on now. And let me be clear. I do not believe for one second that Yaphet El Amin would have done that. Here we have the problem. When your family's business, every family member is an elected official for that entire area. You the committee woman, he the committee man, he's a state rep. And I believe that Yaphet would have addressed and attacked any black elected official that did take $40,000 from a person that was anti-schools, anti-public schools, anti-our community. She would have brought that issue up. But she can't now that it's her husband. She can't now that it's her husband. Come on now. Harry.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Always a powerful piece of information. I'd like to make two comments, if I could.
Go right ahead.
One about Talib El Amin and the other about Chief George. I was shocked and surprised the other night. I was watching the news, and some of the clergy came out, along with the gentleman from Urban League, and they were in support of Chief George. In other words, leave him alone. Let him do his job. I seen this on the news. I think it was Wednesday night.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
I was surprised.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A blind squirrel will find a nut every once in a while.
They should have been out there a long time ago.
Should have been out there on a whole lot of issues. I think a whole lot. But you also have to understand that a lot of them travel in the same circles.
True that.
Okay, they
true
travel
that.
In a lot, and they all travel in the same circle.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to give them credit for doing the right thing because it's personal with them as opposed to community with them. If his name was Liz Brown, okay?
Yeah.
They wouldn't be there. Because,
right.
And irrespective of the fact that it's the
right.
same issue.
Right.
Because
right.
Liz Brown would be attacked for the same reasons that Sherman George is being attacked.
That's right.
So they're there because they know and they care about Sherman George, the man, the person, their friend. And
that's
and that's cool. You stand up for your friend, but do not give them credit for seeing this as a community issue.
No.
Because that they don't.
No, because they took too long to come out.
No, they've always been there with him. No,
yeah.
no. They've always been there with him.
Yeah.
They just haven't been there on any on other issues about our community, which lets you know it's about Chief Sherman George, their friend.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
Chief Sherman George actually being under attack as a man of African descent by a white racist administration in this city.
Right.
I mean, let's not get it twisted. Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The other comment real quickly, Talib Al-Amin, I'll be honest, I voted for him, but I won't vote for him again. He has truly come against us.
And he knows what he did was wrong. And Harry, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Dang, you didn't even wait two terms to do it. You got your 40 pieces of silver in your first 3 months up
there. Right. That's right. I mean, he hasn't been around long enough.
And the other, absolutely. So that shows you that he's on the fast track to corruption.
Yep.
He's
him and Rodney, all them guys, man, you know.
Bullet train.
It's going to come back to bite him in the butt.
Well, it only comes back to bite somebody like a Talib Al-Amin in the rump, as you said,
mm-hmm.
if people do not support him in the next election.
Yeah, he's not getting this vote.
Well, then you know what your responsibility is? Is that you need to turn your vote into dozens of other votes.
Dozens of others, yes.
Dozens
absolutely.
Of others. Okay, and you need to be started now.
Absolutely.
And do you have access to the Internet?
I do.
All right, send me an email. I will send you a copy of the flyer, and I will send you a copy of the audio of Yaphet defending this.
Will do.
Okay, that's revolution at lizbrown.com. I've already gotten dozens and dozens and dozens of requests. Get your request in.
Thank you so much.
All right now.
Right.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Dozens of requests this morning. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And again, I got to give credit and kudos to the International Urban Institute. They were on their job. Educational committee on their job, J-O-B. Bill.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I'm a little confused this morning about the St. Louis Fire Department. Mr. Reed, in his letter to the Post or to someone, said that he had gotten a ringing endorsement from Local 73, the white firefighters. But if I recall the last election, it was the black people that put him over the top, correct? Run for Speaker of the Aldermanic Board?
Okay, President of the Board of Aldermen. Let me untangle some of the things
sure.
that you just said. Lewis Reed
right.
sent a private letter to Chief Sherman George to talk
right.
about this issue.
Right.
Okay? Somebody in the fire department slipped that letter to the press. So
right.
first and foremost, Lewis Reed was not attempting to have any discussion about this
okay.
in the public arena. So first,
okay
so that is
all
first.
Right.
And second, with respect to black people putting him over the top, there is no question about that. But you also have to look at the record of Lewis Reed
right.
as an older person.
Okay.
When we are analyzing his relationship with black firefighters, has
right.
Lewis Reed been with the black firefighters' issues that they have brought to the Board of Aldermen? And the answer is yes.
No.
The answer is yes.
Oh, he has? Okay.
Yes, he has. Yes,
so
he has.
So somebody dropped a dime on Mr. Reed's letter. That's
correct. And
we spoke out these people, these 10 centers.
Well, I think it was somebody on Francis Slade's team, because Francis Slade, his argument is more valid if he has what appears to be Lewis Reed supporting him. It was a
But the confusion, now that you go, the confusion for me also is how the Slade people are always welcome in the black pulpits on Sunday.
Okay, gotta go. Be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and 170, look for paving operations. Having it reduced to three lanes is causing some heavy volume as you try to get out of the city into the county area. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for traffic to be easing, especially in the left-hand lanes. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from Illinois 157 through Monsanto, look for a water main break. The right lane's closed at Queenie. It's causing some delays as you get onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Old Gravoy at Merrimack River is closed until further notice. It's the old Gravoy Bridge across the Merrimack River from Sunset Hills through Fenton. It's closed due to the fact that there's some safety issues. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for traffic to be flowing freely. There was a stall at T.R. Hughes, but it's been cleared. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry, look for everything to be running smoothly. Eastbound 44 is running smoothly into the 270 intersection. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for no delays. And then again from Butler Hill into the 255 intersection, look for no slowdowns to report there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to hot, partly sunny and hazy, slight chance of showers throughout the day with a high in the mid-90s. The heat index is expected to reach around 100 by this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. For Saturday, partly sunny, another chance for storms with a high in the upper 90s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. Sunday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. Heat index is expected to reach around 105 by Sunday afternoon. There's also an excessive heat warning beginning Sunday afternoon through Tuesday evening. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 80 degrees, hazy skies, some light drizzle. Lambert Field is reporting 83. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Kirby Van Bursch, you won't believe your eyes. At this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Bursch. Millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Bursch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection.
Rock me tonight.
144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Previously on the Slum Ranger program.
How come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes...
against outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show. Weekdays at 5 o'clock. Only on AM 920 WGNU. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. I do want to remind you that we have some wonderful new advertisers with the Wake Up Call, and today is Fish Friday, so I want to remind you to let you know that you need to get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe. Today is Fish Friday. Fish fry from 4 p.m. to midnight. Tilapia, whiting, catfish nuggets, no pork products. And they have hot dogs, and more hot dogs. That's 6277 Delmar, right there in the loop. Archie's All-American Dog, Chicago Dog, Chili Dog, St. Louis Dog, Crowd Dog, Reuben Dog, Pizza Dog, Cheese Dog, Chili Cheese Dog, Hawaiian Dog. You know what? Y'all talk about every day how much you care about this show, how much the show means to you. Well, then support the advertisers. That's what I would love for you to do. You want to show your support? Don't just call me and talk to me. Don't just tell me how much you love this show. Get out there and support our advertisers. Have lunch at Archie's. Go to Archie's tonight because they're open till midnight with their fish fry, tilapia, whiting, catfish nuggets, no pork products, and they have hot dogs, beef, they have soy hot dogs. So even those of you that don't eat meat, they have soy hot dogs. They have turkey hot dogs. Come on. Get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Delmar, Black-owned. They're open until midnight tonight. Fish fry from 4 p.m. until midnight. Fish fry, tilapia, whiting, catfish nuggets. Get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe and tell them I told you to. Chuck.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Let's walk back a little bit.
All right. I'll hold your hand. Let's take a walk.
Okay.
Let's take a walk.
That's, you know, when Quincy Randolph, the person.
Okay.
Okay.
Quincy
when
True.
He
Quincy True.
Was elected,
mm-hmm.
he resigned. He stepped down as committee man for the First Ward.
Okay.
Okay. At that time, the First Ward asked that, since he thought he could have appoint a committee person,
mm-hmm.
but it turned out it was Yaffet, that the committee woman who would appoint the committee, you know, committee man.
That would be Yaffet Elamine.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so she appointed her husband.
Her husband. Okay.
Let's look at this.
Okay.
He's never won election as a committee person.
Mm.
Now, here we run up. He's decided to promote himself to state rep.
Well, he ran.
He ran for it.
And he won.
And he replaced his wife.
That is correct.
Who quit. She had another, at least, term as state rep.
That's correct.
And she ran against Amber, who had completed her term limitation.
That is correct.
Crossed each other out.
Okay, I'm still holding your hand. You're doing a great
okay.
job. Keep going.
Now, I was told when, if he was elected as state rep, he would resign his position as committee man.
Oh, no. The only deal was that if his wife won. Only if his wife won.
Yeah, well, see, that was a concern at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You would have a state rep
That's
and
right.
a state senator.
That's right.
All the power in one house.
One family.
Control of the ballot.
That's correct.
And
control of the information
at the state level.
And control the information.
That's why it was my understanding, and a lot of us in the first ward said, well, you know, if he stepped down as committee man, that would loosen something. At least the control of the it might have some
and we can't
some
all,
balance.
And Chuck, we can't also forget the mm-hmm. the critical assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Yaffet's hands are tied, or at least she believes her hands are tied as the wife of a man who's doing wrong? What wife is going to say publicly that her husband is wrong and shouldn't be doing it, and then vigorously criticize her husband politically?
Yeah, I mean, understand.
She believes her hands are tied because of her marriage vows, and I think it's a legitimate question. Which vow is more important? The vow that your husband took to the community or the vow that you took to your husband about your marriage?
Well, that's true.
Or your vow to the truth?
Fortunately, he's not my state rep. Jamila is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about her, too. We need to talk about her, too.
Yeah, well, she's my community woman.
Right now.
So, I don't know. It's just jippity-jippity.
No, it's not. We're being very clear-eyed about what is right and what is wrong here. We're being very clear-eyed about this.
Right.
And I'm proud of all of us. And that was a great walk we had there. Thank you, Chuck.
All right. You have a great day.
1-877-920-WGNU. David.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Look, I went into Golden Grocers. I was very pleased. I always been familiar with it. But I wanted to find out also about this guy named Green. Don't you have somebody cleaning carpets?
Yes, I do. His name is the company's name is Russell's Professional Carpet Cleaning. The phone number is 315-7075.
Okay, now for my comment. Thanks for that. I really do appreciate your advertisers.
Thank you.
You know, I don't expect every female politician to be Winnie Mandela. I really don't. But it's a shame that you don't have that type of character in the people that we elect. That's why I've been saying to you all the time that International Urban Institute and organizations like that is extremely needed to. I know they do so many different things, organizations do, but to help develop candidates, too. Now, I don't have the mentality that, you know, that every candidate will come out of that process. But I see something that happens countless times throughout the United States and black community. I see people who say they're going to represent the people that look like them and end up taking the money and do otherwise.
40,000 pieces of silver.
Yeah, it destroys the people that they represent all the time. You know, because, you know, when you look at the term politician or this definition some 40 years ago or 50 years ago would be described as the end justifies the mean. Now, it's a different definition. But I think we should have one goal in mind, and that's our goal, whatever it might be. And if you can't get somebody in to do what you need to do, you need to make sure you get those people out.
Fact. And when we peep them, when we see them for what they are, believe that and act responsibly and act accordingly.
You know what? I want to look at something that one person said. You know, they were talking about individuals and qualifications. You know, we can look at Malcolm X. And we can look at his history and his development.
At some point, you can say in his career, he didn't have the qualifications to do what he was doing.
Of course not. But you can see people that when their mentality changed and they have an effort to help their people, then that's the only way you can go. Because the thing about it is, if we just had people, even if they didn't put forth one or two bills, if they just didn't sell out the community,
how about if they just sat there and listened and learned for the first year? I wouldn't even be mad at you for that.
And come back and report.
Come back and report. And then say, this is my plan for next year because I was learning this year. But next year, here's what my plan is going to be. What Taleb came back and said is, I found 40,000 pieces of silver. That was his announcement. 40,000 pieces of silver. No other black person got it. Well, who'd you get it from, baby?
Yeah.
You know, who'd you get it from? And what that means? What am I supposed to conclude that means? Because you aren't telling me what it means. He has yet to have a town hall meeting saying what it means this $40,000 means.
Well, the obvious is obvious, and thank you for entertaining my call.
Take care of yourself. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
time, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is the Reverend E.L. Sims, the pastor of the Grace Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2601 Marcus. If you want to hear the true, unadulterated Word of God, I invite you to join me every Saturday morning. God speaks in a mighty way, and He has a message of salvation that you can't afford to miss. So listen every Saturday morning for the Grace Tabernacle Radio Ministry at 9:30, right here on WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Be in the know as you're on the go with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. The email is revolution at Liz Brown. That's revolution at LIZZBrown.com. Long distance number is 1-877-920-WGN. Heads up, shout out to the firefighters in their informational picket line that they're engaged in right now in front of City Hall. It's a powerful thing. The chief of fire chief is under assault by this administration. Being told, boy, you better be here. You better give me your answer by sundown. You better give me your answer by sundown. We have so many issues that are confronting this city, and I want to take a few minutes, if I can, to share with you Yaphet Elamine's response to the community when they asked about, through flyers. You know, I don't know who wrote the flyers. I don't know who brought the flyers there. But the community did. Somebody in the community got those flyers there. And here's the thing. Her response to the flyers asking about how can your husband take 40,000 pieces of silver? We have a problem with that. You've taken 40,000 pieces of silver from a man who hates public education, who hates our school district, who thereby hates our children, a man who's had nothing to do with our community. You've taken 40,000 pieces of silver
from a white billionaire Republican. He didn't give anybody in power, black person in power, $40,000. Why'd he give you? And you've had no town hall meeting on that $40,000. I want you to listen to her criticism of you, because her criticism is not about the 40,000 pieces of silver, but her criticism is that y'all had the nerve to bring this to her instead of calling her about it. Ask yourself a couple questions. Why is Yaphet talking about this? Because I, for one, do not believe that Yaphet would have taken 40,000 pieces of silver. Yaphet's in a position that she now has to criticize her husband. She's not going to do that in public. Tough position to be in. I don't believe she would have taken it. I don't believe Yaphet would have taken it. It is Talib. Listen to Yaphet. All right, here's what she said. Before you move to judge us, one thing we have to do as a community is come to the table and discuss this. Well, that was your job. Talib took $40,000, and he hasn't had a town hall meeting on that. So why are you trying to twist it around and make it my fault when I'm bringing it to your town hall table? And you're beating me up for bringing it to the table, saying you should have called me, huh? And then you're going to attack me and say that this is a criticism of our community? That's the problem with the community, that we don't have a discussion about it, and in all fairness. And this is not about Yaphet, this is about Talib. Judas didn't have a discussion with Jesus Christ when he took his pieces of silver. He didn't want to hear what Jesus had to say about selling him out. Judas didn't have a discussion with the disciples about taking the pieces of silver. He didn't want to hear what they had to say. Judas didn't have a discussion with the community about taking the pieces of silver. The community brought it to Judas. And it wasn't nice. They didn't call him on the phone and say, let me talk. No, they brought it to him rough and tough and hard, because that's what his action was, rough and tough and hard, taking silver against the community. 40,000 pieces of silver deserves an explanation, not a condemnation from those that asked the about a condemnation on those who asked the question. Ain't that some stuff? See, that's what's wrong with the community. Y'all don't want to sit down and talk about anything. We brought the flyer to the meeting. And you're not talking about it. You're talking on behalf of your husband who took the 40,000 pieces of silver. Brother Bob.
Hey, Attorney Liz Brown, this is Brother Bob Williams. I'm headed down as a member of the International Nerve Institute to support Chief Sherman George. I did talk to Wayne Luster yesterday also. And that's part of what we realized, that IUI have to be supported on the correct side of the issues facing our community. I would like to say to you, I was there at State Representative Alameda Town Hall meeting. I was there. He came up in a brand new BMW, so I don't think he's doing too bad. So we stood outside and we talked. I respect him as a young brother, a young politician. We had a little conversation in terms of you being a young politician, brother. I think part of your voting record have not been in the interest of our community. But by this time, Nick Clemens, he's a middle-aged white guy that is a teacher. And he's been very active in support around the school issues.
And Brother Bob, speed it up a little. Speed it up a little bit.
Another black woman came. He bought the flyers with the $40,000. He had a picket sign. Senator Alameda took that man's picket sign and tore it in four different pieces. And I'm standing there with Al. You out picket sign. I said, man, you better not touch my sign. Well, it's a different ballgame with me out there because I'm at war. Then our video person, Mr. Dawkins, got put out the meeting, but the white boys over there videotaping. They told him he got to get out. I said, okay, hold on. I went in there, I got the tripod, I went and set up. You know, Club Eddie Howe's son, he had a mocan, his brother on the St. Louis Oregon newspaper, which I doubt. He gonna tell me I can't set up. I said, hey man, so we get into it on that. So finally, I said, I'm gonna be calling Liz in the morning. I think that's soaked in because he said, come on. So we got Dawkins in, two videotape. So all of this stuff that you're hearing about what these people are doing, we got a real problem with the fight so that we don't let these black people be controlled by white folks to work, not the interests of our community.
Talib tore up a sign that said the $40,000 man. He tore up the sign.
And there was no blows or nothing like that. He snatched it. I told him, you cannot do that. You are an elected official, young brother.
And also understand that Yaphet told the IUI member, Brother Dawkins, that he could not film it either. I understand why they didn't want to film. Because that's going to be used for a whole lot of stuff. A whole lot of stuff. Trust me on that.
Every inch of everything we get, and we want to encourage all those who come to IUI every Saturday morning at 5 building 1020 North Taylor.
9 o'clock.
From 9 to 11. We really appreciate the support that we are getting, and also congratulations to the education committee that we have.
Absolutely. Great job, Brother Bob, and thanks for being on it. Thank you for being on it. My name is Liz Brown. Please don't forget, today is Fish Friday down there at Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Delmar. Get on down to Archie's. Get your soy dog, kosher beef dogs, your Maxwell, your Chicago Maxwell spicy Polish. Ooh, that sounds all right for those that eat meat now. Go on down to Archie's. It's right there in the loop at 6277 Delmar. Why do you go to Archie's today? Because it's Fish Friday from 4 p.m. to midnight. You have all kinds of wonderful fish being fried at Archie's, your tilapia, your whiting, your catfish nugget, no pork products, all boneless. Get on down to Archie's at 6277 Delmar, right there in the loop, just down from Skinker. They're open tonight until midnight. And they're open Monday through Sunday, 7 to 10. Give them a call because they take call-ins and they will deliver. 678-3397, 678-3397. All this wonderful information that you get from the wake-up call, well, it wouldn't be possible if we didn't have our sponsors. I'm asking all of you, make a commitment today to support our sponsors. Go down to Archie's. Tell them that you came here from this show. Go down to Archie's today. Take somebody out to lunch. Go out to Archie's and tell them that I told you to and that you heard about it on the wake-up call. You support this show, you got to support the advertiser. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place on Monday. We're going to have the best of Wellness 101 coming at you in just a few seconds. Until Monday, stay strong.
For
the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. The recovery effort is continuing in the rubble of a collapsed highway bridge in Minneapolis where a fifth body has been found. And a member of the dive team, Captain Shanna Hansen, says the murky, fast-moving waters and instability of the wreckage are making her job tougher.
The current was fluctuating a lot in the area just because of the concrete below blocking it, so there'd be certain channels where it would feel a lot swifter than others.
Officials say the casualty count will climb as the recovery effort continues. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the latest from the scene.
The official death toll here now stands at 5. The medical examiner told ABC News a body was recovered Thursday before dive teams were called out of the Mississippi River. The water's dangerous. Swirling currents, whirl debris, and the divers dare not get too close to the unstable remains of the bridge. At least 8 people are missing. Police have said there are bodies in watery graves.
If you're thinking of taking the tunnel instead of the bridge today to be on the safe side, relax. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenker says most bridges are completely safe.
They are built not to fall down. This is an anomaly, and we're going to try to find out why it's an anomaly and prevent
that anomaly ever happening again.
The nation's jobless rate edged up from 4.5 to 4.6% last month. The economy created only 92,000 new jobs, well short of the 135,000 analysts were expecting. President Bush visits FBI headquarters today to underline his request to Congress for more flexible wiretapping powers. ABC's Ann Compton explains.
In an 11th-hour shove to get permission from Congress, President Bush takes his case for terrorist eavesdropping to a meeting at FBI headquarters. Overnight, the intelligence community offered Congress a deal to seek warrants from a special court for every wiretap as soon as that wiretap begins.
Barry Bonds went 0 for Los Angeles in the home run department. He gets his next chance to slug his way into history in San Diego tonight. He's still one away from Hank Aaron's career record. This is ABC News.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR and select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or Fiat Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30/07.
Stevie Wonder is taking his show on the road. ABC's Dave Alpert has the story.
Stevie Wonder is doing something he hasn't done in years. He's going on tour.
We're going to perform 13 cities and maybe even more in very intimate venues and call it a Wonder Summer's Night.
The tour kicks off August 23rd in San Diego with stops in eight states. Tickets go on sale next Saturday. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Surrounded by generations of family members, a 94-year-old great-great-grandmother was awarded a master's degree in medical science in Australia and may have earned a page in the Guinness Book of World Records. Her supervisor urged her to go for a doctorate, saying her mind is young. But Phyllis Turner says her family wants her to take it easy because her body is not. I'm Karen Chase. ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandsmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Franklin County woman who allegedly kidnapped an infant will undergo another psychological evaluation. 37-year-old Shannon Torres is accused of attacking Stephanie Oxenbein in her home last September and stealing her baby. Torres' attorneys say she is not psychologically fit to stand trial, but prosecutors say that a previous evaluation found that she was fit for trial. A judge has granted the defense request for another evaluation. Torres is charged with kidnapping, assault, armed criminal action, burglary, and felonious restraint. A local company inspector says the arch trams are not safe. Jay Marchak's company inspects vital elevator operations in all 50 states. Marchak says he feels it would be dangerous to ride to the top of the arch after a tram cable reportedly snapped last month. Marchak's company does not inspect the arch, but he has no knowledge of any outside company that does. The National Park Service says the tram operating in the north leg of the arch is safe and will continue to carry passengers while the tram in the south leg is being repaired. Finally this hour, Schnucks and Deerbergs are recalling cans of green beans. The retailers say they are pulling the food from the shelves because some of the products may have been undercooked and possibly contaminated with botulism. Deerbergs is recalling Deerbergs brand French-style green beans in 14.5-ounce cans. Schnucks is recalling Blue Lake French-style green beans in 14.5-ounce cans. Customers can return the products to any Deerbergs or Schnucks store for a full refund. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandsmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this 9 o'clock hour. 70 westbound at Earth City and Blanchette Bridge. Look for slow traffic due to a disabled vehicle. The right lane is blocked, and it's on the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound 255 at Telegraph. Look for road construction having it reduced to two lanes. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley. Look for road construction there. Westbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley. Look for road construction there as well. Right lane's closed in both situations. There's a number of ongoing road construction projects in and around the St. Louis area, so just use caution and give yourself a break. Eastbound 70 is moving well into the 270 exchange. Northbound 270 is looking good at 44, and then again at 70. Westbound 5570 is moving well onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. That's your final push for this morning. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, hot, partly sunny and hazy, slight chance of showers throughout the day and afternoon, high in the mid-90s. The heat index should reach around 100 by this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy, another chance for showers, lows in the mid-70s. Saturday, partly sunny, hot, chance of showers with a high in the upper 90s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. Sunday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. Heat index should be around 105 by Sunday afternoon. And also an excessive heat watch will begin Sunday afternoon through Tuesday evening. So just try to stay cool as best possible. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 80 degrees and haze with some light scattered showers throughout the area. Lambert Field is reporting 84 and haze. Liz Brown is not in for the rest of the day. We will bring you the best of Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Liz Brown. That's on the way. Stay tuned for more of your news and weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Up next, the best of the wake-up call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino,
And we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Now we bring you the best of the wake-up call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the wake-up call. But it's Friday and it's 9 o'clock. That means that it is time for Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Wellness 101. Wellness 101. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, all right. And it's a gorgeous day out here. We are going to be talking. I have all of these. I just want people to know that I have all of these. Again, whether we're preparing food or not, we have these like medieval looking little devices all over the place. We have a person with a bunch of different a little figurine spacing me here, a human body, a woman's body, with these lines and these little dots all over her. We have a human ear here with these little dots and words and numbers and figures and names all over it. We have alcohol here out on the table. We have this little instrument that, again, another little medieval instrument that clicks. What is that?
Oh, this is a instrument that you can use to do acupuncture using electricity.
Okay.
And for people who are afraid of needles.
She's giving it away. She's giving it away. We are going to be talking about acupuncture today. And I guess we also are going to have a guest with us.
Yes, we're going to have a guest with us today, Afua Bromley, who's a licensed acupuncturist.
Afua Bromley, and Afua Bromley is right here in St. Louis, and we're going to bring her into this discussion of acupuncture today on Wellness 101. Afua, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you this
morning? Very good, and I am here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid.
Great.
Hi.
Hi.
By the way, she is my acupuncturist.
Okay, very good. And you are Dr. Kincaid's acupuncturist. I guess we probably have to start at the beginning, don't we, Doctor?
Yes.
What is acupuncture? Afua.
Well, acupuncture basically is the use of needles specifically, although you can use acupressure, the use of needles to try to restore balance in a person's body. Basically, the way acupuncture works, we look at the body as a system of energy. So anytime your body's energy, which corresponds along what we call meridians or channels of energy, anytime it's out of balance, then you have somebody. It can manifest as pain. It can manifest as disease. Basically, it can, but usually that's later stage. A lot of times there are a lot of symptoms beforehand that people pay close enough attention to, you'll actually can prevent something later on. But
so
basically, we use needles to try to restore balance and optimal health.
So let's talk about some of it, because I'm looking at this body, this model that's in front of me right now that Dr. Kincaid has brought into the studio. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kincaid described for us what this model, what these lines and dots on this model's form represent.
Well, this model has all the different meridians that are...
Afua was talking
yes,
about.
That have been studied and documented. Of course, there are meridians and dot points that we don't... that are all over the body, but these are the ones that have been studied and documented to show that they do restore balance depending on what kind of diagnosis.
Okay. Well, okay, a meridian. Describe, Afua, if you can, what is a meridian?
A meridian is literally a channel of energy. And in Chinese medicine, there are 12 major channels and 8 what we call extra channels. So these are actually pathways of energy in the body. So literally that's what you see on the diagram, the model of the body, or those are the pathways. And
so this line that I see from that starts at the ear and works its way all the way down to the big toe.
Correct.
That's a meridian.
And that's a meridian.
And that's a channel of energy.
Correct.
So explain to us how that connects to a toothache or a backache or a stomach ache. How does that work?
Sure. one of the easiest ways to explain it is, for example, the large intestine channel, which is one of the meridians, one of the major meridians, begins actually on the hand and goes up. It kind of circles up through the one arm, goes up through the neck, and then around the mouth and up and ends near the eye, or basically the actual pathway ends inside the head. Mm. Well, the most common point to treat headaches is actually on the hand between your index finger and your thumb. And so that's how basically that point can treat headaches. The point that's in that web actually drains the energy away from the head, and usually within 30 seconds for most people's headaches, it actually, your headache actually goes away.
My father, when I was young, I had a headache, and he told me to grab that area that Dr. Kincaid just grabbed on my hand, that meaty area between your thumb and your forehand, your thumb and your forefinger, and just press on that. And I did not, now I'm realizing it now that he was showing me something that had to do with this, what you're talking about.
Right.
And I thought it was just like one of those old wives, one of those African, African treatments that you pass down from generation to generation, but it goes back further than that.
Well, Efwood, where does acupuncture come from originally?
Well, actually, the oldest known records of what eventually came to be Chinese medicine were actually found in the tombs of ancient Egypt.
So it is
therapeutic kind of records of therapeutic practices are very similar to Chinese medicine.
So then it is an African, it's an ancient African practice.
It is. And along the wall, the Great Wall of Zimbabwe, actually there is a wall, not like the Great Wall in China, but there is a wall in Zimbabwe where they actually found acupuncture-like tools that they believe, a lot of researchers believe, that those are kind of the predecessors of eventually what came to be known as acupuncture or Chinese medicine today. For simplicity's sake, we usually refer to it as Chinese medicine, but if you actually go through and do some hardcore research and look, it actually does go back to ancient Africa.
Well, I will refer to it from now as ancient African medicine. Now, in terms of what is it address? What kind of things does it cure? If I have, headaches, backaches, what kinds of things can one address with acupuncture?
Literally, I usually tell people anything from what is in your medicine cabinet that you can kind of fix yourself, and even simpler than that, to if you need to go to the emergency room, you need to go to the emergency room. If you're having a heart attack, you need to go to the emergency room. If you've got a bladder infection, I will send you to Dr. Kincaid, and I have done that. But literally everything in between, so headaches, migraines, pain. Most people are familiar with it for pain, but arthritis, I actually have a pretty large practice that includes, I see people with HIV, some people who have inoperable cancer who are coming to try to reduce the cancer. I see people to help do chemo support. I do women's health. I specialize in women's health. I also specialize in pediatrics. We very rarely use needles for pediatrics. We use a particular type of Chinese massage called Tui Na, pediatric Tui Na, to actually restore balance. Mental health, kind of the whole gamut. We're trained as basically internists.
Well, let me ask you this question. If I am on diabetes medicine, I'm a diabetic and I'm on diabetes medicine, and I'm on high blood pressure medicine, or I am on high cholesterol medicine, let's just say I'm a walking medicine cabinet worth of issues, dealing with issues, can I come to you?
Absolutely. I see a lot of people for basically chronic disease management or chronic wellness management. It will not interfere. If people are interested in taking herbs, then I always ask people, regardless, please give me a detailed list of what medications are on. Some herbs will interact with medicine, pharmaceutical medicine, so you do have to be careful there, but for those of us who are licensed and trained in that, we know which ones interact. But acupuncture by itself absolutely will not interfere with any medication that you're on.
I'm a very spiritual person, and, mm-hmm. and I know, Dr. Kincaid, you're a very spiritual person as well. Some of us who are spiritual believe that there needs to be a spiritual connection with a certain type of procedure in order for this procedure to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have that concept about acupuncture, that there has to be, I have to believe something before acupuncture can work. Is that a correct way to look at acupuncture? Does there have to be that spiritual connection with it?
No, it really doesn't. The first time that I received acupuncture, I actually did not think it would help me. I mostly was doing it to get a friend to stop hassling me. But so I absolutely did not believe that it was going to help me, and I was shocked when I hadn't been able to hear because of an upper respiratory infection and had taken antibiotics. And 5 minutes into the treatment, I could hear, and I hadn't been able to hear for a month. So I was totally blown away. And in fact, that was what led me into going to school, and I actually decided not to go to Western Medical School. I dropped my acceptance and went to Chinese Medical School because I was just totally blown away by it. So it does not matter if you believe that it works or not. Now, it certainly doesn't hurt if you believe that it does, but it's not required in order for it to work.
And Dr. Kincaid, you are an MD, all right? You are a doctor that has received her medical degree here in this country with Western ways of looking at things. You believe in acupuncture?
Yes, like I said, Efua is my acupuncturist, and I sought her out because I had something that was Western medicine considered, you know, that there was really no treatment for it. So, when it worked, that's when I said, look, I need to learn how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that it works on animals.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that you don't really have to believe in it for it to work.
They
right?
use it on animals?
It works on animals, yes, that's right. There's studies that it's just a great treatment. It works for addictions. There was a large study done in New York City at Lincoln Hospital where they used it on heroin addicts, and they had a great success rate. So you don't have to believe in it, definitely not.
And if Western medicine tells people that are on diabetic, you're going to be on this medication probably for the rest of your life, or you're going to be taking these high blood pressure pills until you're done. Does acupuncture work like that? If I take acupuncture, will I have to continue to do it for the rest of my life?
I always tell people it is, and Dr. Kincaid will tell you the same thing, especially with chronic disease that is especially lifestyle-induced.
Meaning that some of your
lifestyle has helped to bring this about. So
like
high blood pressure is definitely it, and diabetes also. It is really a partnership. What we do with acupuncture and Chinese medicine really begins to help that healing process, but ultimately people have to take responsibility for their actions. It's not, you know, if you continue to eat incorrectly, don't exercise, don't get enough rest, you are probably going to continue to need that medication. So I tell people, you know, don't stop taking your medicine just because you're getting this.
Well, will you still have to come back and keep getting acupuncture treatments as well then?
If for long term, for chronic disease management, you're going to need ongoing treatment. Now, what I usually do for that, and I know Dr. Kincaid does too because we share some of the same patients, is hardcore lifestyle changes. People really have to diet and exercise, bottom line. If you want to be off your diabetes medication, acupuncture will help, but you have got to change your lifestyle.
Now, I have been to some events where
mm-hmm.
They have had acupuncture, little showings of acupuncture. People could come up and get free acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
Health fairs, if you will. And in fact, I was at one. I believe, Afua, you were there at ConnectCare was doing a health fair,
yes.
And they had acupuncture.
Yes.
And I was trying to get some of the women there because it was a women's only thing. Some of the women to go try the acupuncture, and they were like, "Oh, it's gonna hurt. It's needles. I'm not gonna do that. It's needles. It's gonna hurt. I can't wrap my head around laying down and let people stick needles in me. Does it hurt?
It doesn't. The most that you would feel on some of the points is maybe a mosquito bite, but our needles are extremely thin. You can fit at least 5 of our needles into a regular syringe, so most of the points you won't even feel go in.
And
people are always shocked that, you know, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't bleed, that, you know, they look down and they might have 5 or 6 needles in their body, and they're looking down and they're, you know, wow.
Or they fall asleep.
Right.
And they're like, how'd that get in me? Because I was ready to feel it. These are people that were waiting to feel this stuff, and they didn't feel it.
Right.
And the other piece of it is Dr. Kincaid has handed me 8 of these little needles, and they are so teeny, teeny, absolutely teeny tiny little needles. And I guess one of the things that people also want to know, aside from does it hurt, is this really expensive?
It's not. It is. There are a number of places around town. I have a private practice, and the treatments are $75, so it's a little on the high side. But I also work at 2 community clinics, one at ConnectCare. I'm at ConnectCare now twice a week, and at Community Health and Partnership Services, or CHIPS, on North Grand. And we have sliding scales, so your visits could be anywhere from $10 to at the most $40. So it's really extremely affordable.
And one of the things that we're going to do here on the show, at the bottom of the hour when we come back from the break, Dr. Kincaid is going to perform some acupuncture on the air. I think we're going to be able to get Howard
on
in
Howard.
On Howard. And we're going to do a little bit on me, too, because I want to as well. So we're going to do that. And I guess, Afua, going back to you, who should come in and take your services? Do you have to have a chronic illness?
You don't. You don't. I have people who just come in for stress management.
Mm.
They are stressed. I also have people who come in about once a quarter. They're perfectly fine and in great health. They just want a tune-up. And so I tell people, if you want a tune-up ongoing, you know, come in once a quarter, change of seasons. If you want to come in more often, because most people in the U.S. are under a lot of stress, come in once a month.
You know what, and I think that I like that idea, Fua, because we are, Dr. Kincaid, aren't we all just, and in people, particularly people of African descent, because we do a lot of denying of the stress that we're under. But we are under a lot of stress. So even if you don't are taking diabetes medicine, you aren't taking high blood pressure or whatever medicine, stress is a great reason, because there's nothing in Western medicine outside of putting some drugs in your body that they say to deal with the stress that we're under.
Yes.
Right.
And the other thing that I really like about acupuncture and the whole concept of this type of medicine is that it treats disease subclinically. In other words, it can detect disease before it shows up.
Really?
Right.
Yes. And
how does that work?
Because the way that you diagnose it, most of Western diagnosis, you have to see something in order to diagnose the disease. But for this type of medicine, you use pulses. There are 12 pulses.
Mm-hmm.
In Western medicine, we have one. In this type of medicine, there are 12 pulses. And you also look at the tongue. And you are able to diagnose the disease before it manifests. And you're able to treat it and balance and get those energy channels open before it manifests. So that's the beauty and elegance of this type of treatment. You don't wait. They can tell something before it happens. That's why you go in, even when you feel great, you should go in and get yourself balanced.
Your energy channels are unblocked,
right,
and cleaned and clear, right, Afua?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And the best, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Absolutely. And I know that's an old African proverb. I know that's an old African proverb. Afua Bromley, licensed acupuncturist, thank you so much for joining this morning on Wellness 101.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Right back at you. Listen, folks, we're going to come back. We are going to do some acupuncture on the air. Then we are going to give away how many? Two free acupuncture treatments at the quarter till hour. Be prepared because we're going to ask you to call in.
You are listening to the best of the wake-up call. Stick around for more following these messages. This is AM 920 WGNU.
Appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Are you an inventor or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay. Have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
What's better for your brain than TV? Quicker to open than Windows and more portable than a laptop? Why, books, of course. I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published.
And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
the award-winning wake-up call, analyzing the story shaping your world.
We now take you back to the best of the wake-up call. Liz Brown is out until Monday, so more with Wellness 101 and Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Liz Brown in the best of the wake-up call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, and we are doing acupuncture today. Dr. Kincaid, we're going to do acupuncture on me and acupuncture on Howard. Howard, can you come in now? You want to start with you? All right. We're going to bring Howard in, because, and then we'll do me, okay?
Okay.
Then we'll do me. We're going to bring Howard in and do some acupuncture on Howard. And Dr. Kincaid, how about doing a little diagnosis on Howard over the air here as you are looking at him. You can take your headphones off there. Take your headphones off and talk into the microphone, and let's do some diagnosis.
Okay. Would you like to sit down?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it comfortable? And tell me, is there anything in particular that, or do you want me to just do like a
okay, you got to speak in the microphone.
Okay, all right. Well, let me take a look at your tongue. Okay. Looks like we have a midline crack right in the area where the gastrointestinal tract is, so it looks like you may have some imbalance in the gastrointestinal tract. And also, it looks like
he had Cheetos today, Dr. Kincaid.
And also, it looks like you may have a little bit of the general kind of burnout from stressful living.
I bit a hole through my tongue when I was a kid, so that might be what you're saying.
Is that right? Oh, okay. But the crack also extends further back. And we use the reason why, one of the reasons why we use that, the tongue diagnosis, because you have to remember, 2,000 years ago when this stuff was developed, people didn't go to doctors and take all their clothes off. That's right. They would be covered. Yeah, well, yes. And the other thing is I'm going to just feel your pulse, your 12 pulses, okay? And how are you feeling today?
I feel pretty good. I have a shoulder impingement, so that comes on. When I was a kid, I was bitten by a mosquito carrying St. Louis encephalitis, and I had a stroke when I was 18 months old.
Okay.
So what you're feeling for the 12 pulses right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So that you all know what she's doing, Howard has his hand out, and Dr. Kincaid has four of her fingers at the upper part of his hand where the meat of the thumb below that, not in the traditional place, the middle of your arm where your wrist where doctors normally take your pulse, or we're familiar with it, it's along the side underneath the base of the thumb where she has three of her fingers placed taking the pulse.
That's right.
The 12 pulses.
Commentary.
Play by play. We're doing a medical play by play here.
And now we're going to go on the other
hush
side.
Goes over the audience. Okay.
Okay.
Same type of a thing, only, same type of action by Dr. Kincaid, looking for the pulses there. What are you feeling for, Dr. Kincaid?
Well, I'm feeling for the character of the pulse,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's thready, whether it's, I have to go really, really deep to feel it. Whether it's very, very slow, whether it's rapid,
mm-hmm.
And each one of these pulses really is associated with a different organ and different meridian.
Mm-hmm.
So
different energy channels.
Different energy channels, right. So
So what do you
do? One is superficial, and you know, and the other one is deep. Then you have to kind of feel for a while. One is like you give a very light touch,
mm-hmm.
and one is like a very deep touch,
like a harder clutch on there.
Yes, oh. Yes, yes.
So what are you discovering with Howard's energy level? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know there is a pulse. There is a pulse.
Yes, pulses. So his kidney channel is a little bit weak, a little bit weak. And so that would give us an excuse to do some acupuncture in his ear, because actually the ear, if you look at the ear, it looks like the kidney. And that's one of the areas that, you know, that we could, yes. Yes.
Well,
and actually,
look at that right there. Look at the diagram of the ear. Look at the ear. It looks just like a kidney, doesn't it?
Yes.
So the ear is aware. A lot of times that you put, do you do a lot of the acupuncture?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So where do we go from here, Dr. Kincaid?
Okay. Well,
you're picking up a device, and it looks.
Would you, with Howard, we could use needles, or if you like, I could use this. I could use electrical.
Okay. Because we only have a few minutes here, Dr. Kincaid.
We only have a few minutes here.
So let's
speed it up.
Yes. Let us decide what we are going to do. It looks like Dr. Kincaid's going to do the needle piece.
Yes.
You're going to do the needle piece.
I'm going to do the needle
piece. And because this is a medical procedure, we're using the alcohol. She's taking the cotton ball and soaking it with alcohol because.
Not drinking.
Yeah, he's not. Howard is not drinking it, and we're going to the left or the right ear.
Yes. And because the impingement is on the right side, I'm going to use the left ear because we have the cross desiccation of the nervous system. So
you go to the opposite side of
opposite
what?
Opposite side.
All right.
Right.
So the ear has been cleaned with a cotton ball with alcohol on it, and now Dr. Kincaid is taking some of the needles that she showed me before, these itty bitty teeny tiny needles. And one of the questions again that people always ask is, does this hurt, and how are you going to be able to speak to what it feels like when someone puts an acupuncture needle in you? Before she's doing that, she's taking this device that looks like one of those modern day temperature gauges that they put in your ear sometimes, only it's a little bigger than that, and it's making this really sound.
Does that hurt?
Did that hurt?
No.
Okay, you cringe like it did hurt.
Just stung my mosquito.
Okay.
And the noise is more.
Okay. Turn your head this way.
Okay, she's turning his head, has his ear.
Deep breath.
Howard's taking a deep breath.
Deep breath. You okay?
You okay? Yep. Did that hurt?
Problem at all.
Okay, so now the needle has been inserted into the ear, and the device is being put in his ear again. It's a real, like a buzzy little mosquito buzz also, isn't it, Howard?
That just stings his touch.
Okay, so which area are you putting this device and the
now
needle in the ear?
I'm going to his shoulder area.
And this is the first time you've had acupuncture, isn't it, Howard?
It's the first time. Isn't it?
Okay.
Kind of stings just a little bit.
Okay.
It stings a little bit, but it is nothing to no.
Usually the points that need to be treated, mm-hmm. when you push down on them, they're gonna hurt a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it does hurt when you push down on them.
Deep breath.
Taking a deep breath, we're inserting another needle into Howard's ear.
How's that?
Very cool.
Actually, you know, it kind of looks like cool jewelry there, hanging out the ear here.
So we do one more in the ear, and then I'm going to do one in the stomach and the gastrointestinal area on your leg.
Okay.
So we're hitting another area, we're putting the device in.
Stings. Yeah, stings when you push in. She's loving this.
Okay, so we have two needles in.
You need a tree. You got a lot of point. You got a lot of issues.
A lot. Okay.
I got a lot of issues.
All right. How's that?
Feels good.
Feels good. Okay. Now I'm going to do something. Again, work with the principle of opposites. I'm treating that right shoulder, so I'm going to work on your left leg.
Okay.
Okay. So now we are going to the left leg, and Dr. Kincaid is examining the leg. Feeling along the calf side of the leg, up and down, and what are you looking for, Dr. Kincaid?
There's a point here, a very powerful point that it's associated with the kidney, the liver, the gallbladder.
We're looking for an area on your leg.
I want to know if it hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, then that's where I want to go right there.
Now, are you surprised, Howard, for her to be pressing on your leg right there to see that it hurts like that?
No, because it's a pressure point. Like she was saying, with regard to
the fact that you, if it's an affected area, it's going to be something that's going to...
Because normally this should not hurt. Okay. If you push down on someone's leg there, it should not hurt.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
Somebody that has the problem,
right.
It's going to, right there. Okay, and I'm just going
to... Uh-huh, that hurts.
I'm just going to put a little a push down here so that I can get the needle in the right spot. That's the point, right?
Yeah,
I saw Howard jump a little bit. That's the point.
It's not the needle. When I push down, it hurts, but when I use the needle, it doesn't hurt. And so I'm going to get a larger needle here.
And by larger needle, we're talking about little gauge on it.
It's only allowed to go in a certain depth.
Okay.
It can't go in any far. It has a needle guide.
Okay.
And so it can't go deep or too far. It can only go that far.
Okay.
And all of them can only go that far.
Okay. So we're now going in. We're putting the needle in.
Okay. Deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
You okay?
Yep.
Okay. Got it?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to put another one here in the stomach point.
Okay, and only the stomach point is on the knee.
I use different you use different landmarks. There's different landmarks that I use.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to see if it hurts over here in this area.
Okay, it hurts. it hurts, I can tell. There wasn't any sound, but the face said, oh, yeah, when she put her thumb on it, when she touched it, not with the needle, when she touched it. We're going to take a break. We're going to keep putting needles in Howard, and we're going to take a break. We will be back. When we come back, I want you to start making your phone calls now at 454-0400. Get on the air. Explain to us why you should be one of the people that receives a free acupuncture treatment from...
You're listening to the best of the wake-up call. Stick around. Round four more of Liz Brown and Dr. Rosa Kincaid, Wellness 101. We'll be back, the best of segment, after these messages.
Have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Good day. This is Tumpe.
This is Balan Lane.
And this is Angel.
Together, we host Wonderful, a new talk show concerning relationships with God, family, and community. Please tune in every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Hear us there.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lisa Tan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lisa Tan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
We now return you back to the best of the Wake Up Call with Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Liz Brown. It's on the way. Liz will be live in the studio beginning on Monday, but until then, enjoy more of the best of the Wake Up Call. This is AM 920 WGNU.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Wellness 101. I'm here. My name is Liz Brown, and, of course, Dr. Kincaid is here. She has performed acupuncture on Howard. Now she's moving to me. Before we go to me, Howard, how are you feeling?
I feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah, I do.
You look funny. You have these needles hanging out your ear.
Oh, you're just jealous.
And Dr. Kincaid, you have felt on my pulses. You've done my 12 pulse examination. What'd you feel?
Well, I felt with you, you're watery. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of an imbalance with the water. Mm-hmm. So we need to stimulate your liver channel to try to dry up some of the extra fluid.
Okay, so where are you going to start? What part of my body are you going to start with?
I'm going to start with you and some of the liver points in your leg.
Very good. While you're working on the liver, I'm going to go to some of the people that want to get...
Just relax.
Okay, I'm going to relax my leg, and she's going to be working on my leg. And in the meantime, I'm going to take some of our callers here that want to be one of the winners, because we're going to give away two opportunities for people to have a free acupuncture treatment by Dr. Kincaid at her office. All you have to do is call in at 454-0400 and let us know the reason why you believe that you should be the person that gets the free acupuncture. R. Thorne, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Talk to me about why you should get the free treatment from Dr. Kincaid, her acupuncture.
Well, I've always been curious about acupuncture and... if the opportunity presented itself for me to find out if there's any benefit I can achieve from it, I would be more than happy to.
All right. And you know what I'm going to do, Althorne? I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let Charlie get your phone number, and we will be letting you know if you are one of the lucky people, all right?
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. She's getting ready to stick me right now.
Look out.
You know what? And that didn't hurt at all. Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Been done. No, that didn't hurt at all. But when you pressed in that place... Mm-hmm. It hurt.
Yeah, it does.
It hurt.
Yeah, it does.
When you press there, it hurt.
Yeah, it does.
Does this hurt?
Actually, no. That one doesn't hurt. That doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Okay, let me get to another caller here. Lee, the reason why you should have a free acupuncture treatment.
Yes. Liz, I mean, just the reason that you're on the phone and you're actually getting the treatment is enough in itself. I mean, I've been extremely curious about it. I have a problem with my left knee. And the doctor recommended that I get it scoped, and I honestly just don't have the time. I can't take that type of time off of work. So, I mean, okay. If I win, that would be wonderful. That would be a great opportunity to be able to get it. But even if not, I'm still going to make an appointment to get it.
Very good.
I very much want to get it.
If you're not one of the lucky winners, you can always call down and make an appointment with Dr. Kincaid at 644-0000. I'm going to put you on hold and let Charlie get your phone number. All right, Lee?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Marty, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing this morning, Liz?
I'm getting acupuncture needles put in me. Ow. Okay, that wasn't the needle. That wasn't the needle. That was the pressure point that she was trying to fix with me. Ow! But I'm a baby, so the needles don't hurt, but the pressure point, Howard, it's the pressure point that really... That
pressure point's the one...
Pressure, yeah, life. Yeah. But, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marty. Tell me why.
Well, the reason why, I'm a glutton for punishment.
Oh, okay.
And I think that looking at those little needles, I've always wondered how it could actually... do a person good in certain areas.
Okay.
So I would like to try that out and see how that works.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your call.
It would probably be me and my wife. My wife would probably do it, too.
Okay. Bring your family in.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put you...
What's the number for the doctor?
644-0000.
644?
Yes. 0000. Okay.
Kincaid.
Dr. Kincaid. All right. Okay. Putting you on hold. And Craig. Good morning.
This is Sister Grace.
Oh, this is Sister Grace. Good morning, Sister Grace.
Good morning. First of all, I wish I was fully employed and I would be at Dr. Kincaid's office as soon as you get there. But I'm working part-time. I'm having trouble with this right leg. I've been limping for about a year now. And I hope I can be one of the lucky ones to have that.
Very good. Very good. I'm going to put you on hold and you're going to give us your number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And let me go down to, who is this? This is Edward?
Yes, Liz.
Edward, good morning. I'm getting needles inserted in me and pressure points examined while we are talking.
Is this okay?
Ow. Okay, that was a pressure point. That was a pressure point. That was a pressure point. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
I hope so. Because he's fighting half of us awake.
No, and I just want to be clear. It's not the needle at all. It's never been the needle. I have all kinds of needles in me. When she finds out what hurts you, you're going to hurt too. When she pushes that point on your body with her thumb or her finger to say, is this the area that you're having problem with? And the answer is yes. And then when she puts the needle in, that doesn't hurt at all. At all. Okay.
I have a phobia about needles myself.
You don't even see it. This is not even worth a phobia. Dr. Kincaid.
Yeah. Now, what I'm really doing, I made the diagnosis of where the energy channel is blocked or where it's weak. Okay, and then I know which meridian that I'm going to. I'm going to a certain meridian that corresponds to what I diagnosed. And those are the points that I expect to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And when I push down, they do hurt.
Yeah, and so then you put the needle in it, and that's the thing that helps you. And so tell me again why you want the acupuncture, the free treatment?
Well, I got a couple problems, Liz. I have acne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does it work for acne, doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go right ahead. So you have an acne issue. Okay.
And I've got a spur on my left foot, and I was wondering about helping with that.
Okay. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold.
I smoke. I'm trying to stop.
Smoker. Okay. Okay.
We have these things called ear seeds,
uh-huh,
where we put these in on the points, mm-hmm, to get people to stop smoking, and it stays in for several days. And so anytime they feel like they want to smoke or something, you just stimulate the seeds in the ear by yourself.
Very good, Edward. I'm going to put you on hold, Edward, and we will let you know if you are a winner. All right.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Lorraine.
This is Lorraine.
Yes, Lorraine. Tell us why you want to get a free treatment, a free acupuncture treatment from Dr. Rosa Kincaid.
Well, first of all, it's a few reasons. One is I'm a high blood pressure patient. I have been since I was 24.
Wow.
Off and on. And over the years, it started to build up and get worse, mm-hmm, off and on because of stress and trying to maintain stress management. And I've become a full-blown vegetarian because of all this and through my research. But I also have occasional migraines at times.
Okay.
Which probably is due to stress.
Okay.
But last year I was hit by a car last April of 06, and I think it would benefit me extremely.
Very good. I'm going to put you on hold, Lorraine. I'm going to have Charlie.
Actually, the name is LaRoyce. Like LaRoyce. The car Rolls-Royce,
okay. LaRoyce. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much, LaRoyce.
Thank you.
All right. And let me do maybe one more caller here. How are we doing here, Howard? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
You feeling good? And, again, for those of you that were not able to get in or cannot weigh in on the contest of it, if you want to have one of these treatments by Dr. Kincaid, with Dr. Kincaid, the number is 644-0000. That's Dr. Kincaid's number.
I think and, I'm hearing
okay.
Revolution in the air.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.